video of me down with my shirt off, Pancho, flexing, and it was flagged for nudity.
I see all the bitches with asses and titties in there.
That's fucking horseshit. But like I said, wait, I never understood. It is what it is. Whatever. I don't really care. But I never understood this when I used to hear like rap artists or musicians go like, yeah, the fucking industry, they como Kanye West. Obviously, I'm not putting myself at that level, but I'm saying like what he says before, I thought he was a crazy fucking guy. Like this guy thinks everybody's after him. No.
Piece of you.
There are certain people that they don't want them to listen to, bro. There's certain agendas that they don't want to push.
No, like they want to know what you're bringing, that they're going to blow you up, what you're going to give back, you know? That's how it is, wait. You just don't blow up for just in case, wait. Unless it's like a special occasion, and then everybody wraps their hands around you, then they'll let you blow up.
Guess
what? You
know what I'm saying? They take my page. In the words of Sparta 300, we built a gun.
We built again.
We built again.
We go to Rumble. Go straight Rumble part. ¿Cómo se llama el otro?
Truth Social way.
Truth Social. Yeah, otro way. Patreon.
Patreon. I'm going to go there, bro. It's getting bigger.
Yeah, it's getting way bigger. Yeah, Patreon.
But another news. We're one day away from
the NFL draft.
Having our franchise quarterback, Caleb Williams.
Caleb fucking Williams. I don't know. I'm pretty excited, way. I kind of want to call off tomorrow. But I don't know, man.
For the draft, bitch, it starts at 6 p.m.
I don't give a fuck. I like sitting chilling. No diarrhea, hopefully. You know what I'm saying?
What time does it start?
I think it starts like around 6 or 7 o'clock. Porque la madre va a ser one round.
Yeah,
it
right.
It does one round. One round is toda madre.
And then Friday starts in the morning?
No, también sale porque nomás son two rounds. Yeah, el Saturday, Sunday son, yeah,
in the morning. So they only do one round Thursday and Friday?
No,
sure?
Round one is on Friday, on Thursday. One and two and three are Friday. Y four or five, I think. Y ya lo demás son Sunday.
Why are they saying that the first pick is coming down to Caleb Williams and J.J. McCarthy?
I told you about that shit, but I don't think so.
And that shit that you said, I talked to somebody at work today. They're like, dude, you heard that the Chargers are looking to move. Like, they're shopping Justin Herbert. The dude said, like, bro, that shit started because of Antonio Brown.
Oh, for real?
So you're telling me shit
no,
that
I don't
Antonio
know.
Brown
everybody, I think you keep open everything, way, because everybody's throwing rumors. I think everybody's trying to, como dicen, way, you know, ways get trying to inflate their trade value. Somebody's trying to push down their trade value. Some people are trying to push up their pick so he could get more. Por eso, ¿qué te dije cuando empezó la draft, way? Don't hear nothing because everybody's agent, everybody's team is throwing bullshit out there. Why? Because they don't want to know what you're thinking about, way. Porque yo honestly, I believe that everybody's talking about the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to move out, bro. I think so, way. I know they need a quarterback, way, but I feel like sometimes I think they're going to trade, way, because I feel like they believe they like that J.J. McCarron. Besides the Washington Redskins and the Bears, right, they're going to get quarterbacks, right? Pull up, ¿cuál es the draft order? If you look at it, way, they could move down and still get their guy, way, honestly. And then you still got that J.T. Daniels, way. You see what I'm saying? And Drake May. So I think they could go down to the, like, let me see. What's the draft pick? Give me a second. Damn. Wait, Henderson enters transfer portal? He's leaving Air Force?
Who?
Henderson. What is that? Heavyweight, the Air Force. See, no?
Oh, yeah. It was ranked, like, second in the nation?
Yeah, he's entering the transfer
college portal. College wrestling, yeah. People, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Entering the transfer portal.
NFL Draft 2024?
Uh-huh.
So I know Bears 1, Washington 2. And then it's Arizona or it's Patriots?
All right. Pichecito, bro. The first second nos damos a Ibarra. Okay. We got the round 1, yeah, Thursday. Round 2 and 3, Friday. 4 through 7, Saturday.
So look at round
1. Oh, yeah, get that on Sunday, way. 4 through 7, Saturday.
It goes like this. Bears 1, Washington 2, Patriots 3, Cardinals 4, Chargers 5. So Bears quarterback, Washington quarterback.
I think they're sitting pretty the New England Patriots, way. Porque Arizona's not going to get a quarterback. Chargers are not going to get maybe the Giants. Tennessee, no, but apenas tienen that pinche guy that they drafted in the second round. Will Levi?
Yeah.
They're not going for it. Atlanta's not going. Chicago's not going. The Jets, I don't think so. Minnesota 11.
Who the fuck Atlanta got?
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Denver Broncos is there. I think they're going to trade, bro.
Trade down and still get their guys.
I think somebody's gonna trade up.
But Minnesota might trade up. Raiders might trade up.
I think somebody's gonna trade out because it never falls how they tell
you. It's gonna be a big move. It seems like this offseason, somebody's gonna do a big time trade heading into this top five picks.
I know it's not gonna happen, but I don't know the dumbass fucking La Botitas de Ketchup way. Those jackasses doesn't believe that Justin Jefferson is gonna move. They're going to move Justin Jefferson, bro. I really believe it because everything you hear out there, he already turned down a contract, bro. I just think that they ain't got nothing, bro. Really look at it. Yeah,
because by the time Minnesota gets their quarterback, get him ready to be a legit starter, you're talking about 3 years.
Yeah. But let's see, name of the offensive people.
And the truth is, get a receiver, you can find a couple receivers.
But put let's see, what else they got around the team? It seems like they're doing a full-blown rebuild. Honestly, they let go of everybody.
Yeah, and then to pay a receiver, because they're paying Tyreek, what, plus like 30?
Look at what Amon-Ra 30 a year.
30 much. A year. 70, well, it was like 120
million. The Lions waste a lot of money today.
120, I know St. Brown got 120 million for 4 years and 77 guaranteed, but it's like 30 a year.
Yeah, but let's see. This is what every time is proven way.
They signed their offensive tackle too, right?
Yeah.
Gave 112 for four.
Ponle así, güey. Why the fuck are you going to keep a receiver that you ain't got shit around him, bro? Straight up. You think Sam Darnold's going to do something? Even if you bring in a rookie, way, tell me they bring in, they just go bananas. They get bring in JT Daniels, way. What's if history has taught us something, what happens to fucking rookie quarterbacks the first year, way? Usually struggle. So, you know, to build around them, they usually struggle with even Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Fucking Trevor Lawrence. But I think you're seeing more success lately.
Yeah. Okay. What is success?
No, what I'm saying that if you're getting guys that could start from day one. Most of the guys start right away. I'm not saying like this.
I'm not saying started. Of course, Caleb Williams is going to start. I'm talking about they actually have a great fucking season.
Well, I think in order for them to have success is kind of like, I know I'm fucking pumping on my own team, but it's going to go. The Bears are setting up the quarterback to have success by Keenan Allen, by getting maybe a Dunze from Washington, or like you heard, digo que, hey, Bears might trade up for Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, you're setting up your rookie QB to have success.
They didn't because it was the right thing. They did it because Justin fucking Fields didn't work out.
Pero como I think what you're saying is like, dude, if you're going to go to Minnesota, they don't have those weapons where a rookie could go fall back on it. It's just Justin Jefferson.
If you have to pay Justin.
No, they got the other receiver, el rookie. Come see, man. Addison.
Yeah, but you don't. Really, you're going to waste a hundred. He's going to break the fucking bank, way. He's going to be the highest paid.
By far.
It's going to be the same way. Why would you do that? For what? If you don't got nothing around, you just got Justin Jefferson. Now you don't even got Kirk Cousins, way. I think they could land something big. También, way. Or go do something big and go get a wildest shit that's ever happened. Go get the number two pick and you think that Drake May or JT Daniels is your quarterback. Why not? You already got Addison. Why not?
I think Commander's going Drake May.
You think so? And I tell people, like, don't be surprised if they're going to be.
He's one of those prototype, big motherfucker, big arm.
Yeah. I believe, like, I believe there's going to be a lot of movement, way.
I don't give a fuck what you say. I know people talking about, it's about the dual threat quarterback. I'm like, I don't know, bro. I'm like, you could have success in the regular season, but it seems like in the playoffs, you need a motherfucker that could throw that bitch accurate and down the field.
Every time we fight, get the other the to pull Lamar Jackson.
I always told you about Lamar Jackson. But I'm talking about like just based off his regular season numbers, like, yeah, he deserves to be a top five quarterback. ¿Qué dijo
David Haney, güey? Bill Haney. My fuck your 50-0. That's why I tell people, as long as you don't win, I don't give a fuck. But honestly, way, I'm excited because I'm telling you, way, I never seen you saw they unveil the fucking stadium today? Look it up.
Oh, the Bears?
The Bears? Shit, they said they're going to knock down fucking Soldier Field.
Hey, that shit looks like every time they built something and they show us like a prototype.
Yeah.
Like they present, like no, the Bears organization presented it to the people, right?
So yeah, this is the what they want to do. And I think they're going to do it.
And never come out like that.
No, ¿sabes por qué, güey?
Pero you saw walking up to get into the stadium, you could see the game?
Yeah.
I thought that people don't want that because, like, you're watching it for free. Like, that's kind of weird.
What is protocol?
Because it has the glass has it facing the skyline, bro, which looks dope. So the players could look at the skyline while they're playing on the field.
Let me see the official thing because.
No, it looks amazing. Wait, don't get me wrong. It looks fucking immaculate.
Aquí está reveal. $4.7 billion Landfrog State of Development.
And 900 of those million are going to come from our pockets.
Yeah. For taxes.
But you know what? I'm okay with that.
But you know, wait. Look at that shit.
No, look at the front where they enter on the other side. Players will be able to see the Sears Tower from where they're playing, bro. That's dope. It's fucking crazy.
I go like this. They said they're going to knock down Soldier Field. They're just going to keep the historic thing.
How do the Bears not have... Dude, this is one of the most historic franchises in the history. Uh-huh. The NFL. Got to be top... Might be the greatest fucking football town ever. Boston might be up there. No, but I'm saying, you know, in terms of historical value... Boston is known for sports town, but motherfucker. But in terms of...
Not for football, though.
Yeah, they?
The Patriots just recently happened, Tony. Tell me their 25 history.
25 years ago?
Yeah, tell me their history, Tony. No, it's not a historic franchise.
Boston
like
is known being a big sports town, regardless. But whatever. Racist. But I'm saying that, yeah, but that's okay.
Racist.
That's okay. When it's sports, it's okay to be a little racist, right? But Bears, obviously, Chicago, historic franchise. We deserve a historic fucking field.
The thing is,
go bring the Cowboy Stadium to here.
Pero es como te dije, they develop, güey, cada rato, güey. It's como they read this, so you feel, cuando the original players, como dijo un dude, they always said it, they were stupid by remodeling that shit. They should have just torn it down and built a new one. But they came up with, let's fucking, you know, give it upgrades. That's what people do instead of fucking putting. Yo también dije, it's stupid. Chicago is a badass place to be. Sports-wise, y todo eso, como ahorita dice, they want to host WWE, they want to host a bunch of WrestleMania, they want to host WrestleMania, way. They want to host big concerts, Super Bowl, todo eso. Por eso yo también, hey, I like it.
That was partially, do you feel that the NFL is heading towards all indoor stadiums?
I think everybody should have one, just in case it's fucked up weather. But then you take away the games. But I'm going to tell you like this, that shit being outside in the cold, overrated.
Yeah, it sucks dick. It
fucking sucks dick.
I don't give a
fuck. I was there with the fucking... That shit got me all wet. The fucking bullshit. Pero, the way to make more money, get better players the other way, you need revenue. And if that shit is coming in more money, way, I think you should do it. You have to, bro. And I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm a Chicago side kid, way. Fuck that shit, dog. I don't... Man, the cold weather, fuck that shit, dog. Being outside for that shit, fuck that,
but
bro.
But your boy Pritzer already came out like, I'm not a fan.
Oh, for real? Fuck him, too.
Before they unreeled it today, he goes... I'm still not really sold on this idea.
Fuck him. I'm not a sold idea that him giving all that money away. You know?
But the stadium looks raw as fuck. And like I said.
It looks raw as fuck.
The Bears deserve. Come on. This is the Chicago Bears.
Fuck it. The field don't even have Wi-Fi, bro.
This is not the fucking Green Bay. Let those fucking hooligans play outside. They got better field than us. Let those motherfuckers play outside.
Yeah, you're not going to be a black and blue town no more?
Fuck the ops.
Van said pussy town now.
Nah, because I go like, it's just so much factors.
So much money, wait.
When you play outside of a dome, it's too many factors where you can't control.
No, I still believe, wait, you got me fucked up. I want a dome just in case, como cuando te digo, to go host WrestleMania and shit like that. But my football, I still want the dome open. I want the dome open, bro. Fuck that shit.
No, but I'm saying
that's an advantage for us.
No, I don't think that's real. I'm going to be honest.
I think some people don't like that cold. Como dijo, why you think they took Justin Fields? Because a big guy built for this weather. You bring a scrawny guy like Bryce Young in here, he's not going to be built for this weather.
I think it's the same shit.
Not the way you throw, the way you think. Everything, brother. Everything, buddy. Yeah.
It's coming. He said, Caleb Williams, is he going to take the cold? He's from California. I'm like, bro, he played high school in Maryland, dog. Yeah. All these guys, because he said they're warm weather quarterback. I'm like, do you look at their high school? They play in fucking the coldest states ever.
And they go to California because they're bigger name schools, way. That's why. Todo eso, way, que no quiere ir para allá because they're big names. Like, Ken dice, hey, bro, my dream of being the number one recruit, I'm going to go play for Illinois. That shit don't even sound cool, way. I'm going to go be a Spartan.
But the weather also
or
has
a Trojan.
The weather also has to do with who goes. Like, coaches don't want to go. They want to go to a nice place where they could take their family.
I think that's
how it all starts. Everybody wants to go to somewhere nice. So they're like, fuck it, let's go to UCLA.
Bill Belichick wasn't busted.
Oh, I know, but he fucking made that shit from scratch. From nothing.
I don't think so. I just think everybody wants to go as a good quarterback. Right? I don't give a fuck what you say. As long as you got a quarterback, they'll go there.
And then I see more motherfuckers going to Miami.
Because tax breaks.
That's what I'm saying. People are going like,
como tú dices, wey, they make it up on fucking deals y toda esa madre, wey. Everything's up. I just think if you got a good foundation, people will follow. I just think the Bears finally open their fucking head and they're like, dude, there's a lot of money we're throwing away not doing this shit. Especially we cannot like, just have fucking Chicago Fire play here, you know? We need, come on. That shit could be there all summer long with concerts, toda esa madre. More money, wey. You could do so much shit in there, wey. Remember when they had the draft and it was kind of fucked up?
Somebody hit me up on IG. And they said, "What's up with your Bulls, dog?" I'm like, "Bro, I haven't seen the Bulls game in like
fuck the Bulls
in 13 years.
I haven't seen the Bulls in D Rose.
I don't know what the fuck's going
on." And then I'm hearing that fucking ¿cómo se llama? Tu guy, A.K. Arthur
Carvajal. That's who you said that. Oh, that's the guy that built the fucking
I said Arthur Carvajal.
No, you said he built. Yeah, you're like, man, he's coming here, bro. He's gonna.
Well,
get
he got
a bunch
the second.
Player.
Yeah, he brought Vucic. Way.
Yeah, and then when they traded
for Dick.
When he brought Vucic, you see.
Suck Dick.
You're like, he already made a move.
Suck Dick. First of all, bro, I haven't been a Bulls fan since you boys. Perate, way.
You say you watch all again.
Perate, bitch. You the pussy that made me believe. Bro, I didn't want Patrick Williams. Dude, he's the fourth pick. They must know something about like, bro, he sucks, bro. It either, nah, don't give him a chance. I say, he sucks. And he sucks again. Lonzo Ball. Dude, look at what they do. Motherfucker
it's
injured.
Crazy. They show the stats at Lonzo Ball, and he has missed 55 of his career games.
55?
55%.
Yeah, 3 years already.
LaMelo, 45% of his career games.
Yeah, whack-ass fucking... I don't know.
That's crazy, right? What fucking...
I go like this. I'm not a... I boycotted the Bulls. I'm boycotting the White Sox, so I got to look for something else. But generally, way, I don't watch basketball. Like right now, it's exciting because estoy viendo pretty much the LeBron crybabies.
I haven't seen fucking Ricky post up any LeBron shit lately.
No, because they're getting their ass cooked.
Hey, I don't get that from Giovanni and Ricky. They post so much shit about LeBron. And not the Lakers, just about LeBron. Dude. They act like these motherfuckers are good as fuck. They got into it through the play. And like, they're the ninth seed. Why are you motherfuckers posting against for a fucking a team that ain't doing shit? Those are losers, wait. They're like, those are a participation trophy. Like, yeah, but he still got 30 points. I'm like, yeah, but they fucking suck.
What? Como te dije, güey. A mí me está haciendo porque ahora, now all
where's
the...
Ricky? He was posting everything historic that LeBron was doing.
Y todos
where's Gio? Gio said, I'm fuming for that call, I guess. The second game where Denver came back. Why was everybody surprised? I knew they were going to come back and win.
I just went like this, bro. I just tell people, like, bro, when you start bitching and pointing out the ref and what we doing, and now you routed up everybody to cry about the refs. I'm like, bro, you just can't take your ass whooping, bro. Nobody believes you're going to be the Denver Nuggets, bro. So what's the next thing to do? Cry and bitch to everybody. Now they got everybody talking about the refs. The refs are not calling it right. And bitching and crying. It's como los también los 76ers. If it wasn't for the refs, I would be up 2-0. Well, bitch, hang on to a 5-point lead with 30 seconds, bitch. Learn how to play ball. You know what I'm saying? And I just go like, bro, I like it because LeBron is crying like a bitch. And I still holding down my pick, man. I still think the Denver Nuggets are going to win it all. You know, but hey. Boston, bro.
Wolves are up 2-0?
Yeah, fuck the Timberwolves, too. These guys are celebrating. They're beating these guys. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. You know?
But I know they already surprised you from what you had on projection.
No, yeah. But I... Look, let me tell you one thing. I told you. I believe, güey, que te dije, güey, de todos, ya, güey, what's the one player that I fucking like? And I always said it, güey. Anthony Edwards. I like that shit because I feel like he's got that little D-Rose. I said, fuck them. I don't want to be part of their team. Because como le dijo a bum ass, no hair fucking Kevin Durant, it's a fucking old ass up. Yeah, I like those kind of players, you know? I don't like guys like Cat.
I don't
soft.
Know where the fuck you guys don't see it, but man, bro, he looks like MJ. He looks
the game or his face?
His face, dude. Okay. I don't know where you... No, he does. He looks like Mike Jordan, bro.
You think he's Mike's son?
I like his competitiveness.
Oh, yeah. He don't give up. He's going to fuck you up, bro. But I think they're still too young. You know? Not too young. I still the inexperienced way. You know, they're going to get caught in the second round. For the first round, who they fight? Who they played?
Suns.
Suns? I told you, way. Te dije de los Suns, way. They're going for the big names, way. Pero valen verga, way. Puro way que es a big name.
Nah, y'all tripping, bro. You look like a young Mike Jordan, G. Just a, he's a little thicker. But look at that side images. Come on, just dude. He's a little bit more muscular than Mike.
That's the price of Mike.
But he's a shorter than Mike. A little shorter. He's like 6'4". Look at Pancho. Come on, dude. He just has that look. Hey, and look at his sneakers, Pancho. Underrated. No, I think they're properly rated. Pretty,
yeah.
You saw the new low ones that they just introduced?
No.
I just showed you the pink one, the lows.
Also some lows?
They only had highs.
Oh, I don't
or
know
mids.
No, I didn't.
His shit look raw, bro. It might be the best looking sneaker I've seen in a little bit.
Anyway. Oh, it's going to be rough for them see if they make it through it.
Who, Nuggets?
The Timberwolves. They're going to go against Jokic?
Is it a good matchup?
I think if...
Let's hope that the Denver Nuggets get through Ricky and Giovanni's amazing Los Angeles Lakers.
I think they lost 13 straight to the motherfuckers.
You see, I still won't count out the Suns.
Nah, they're dead.
I will count out the Lakers for
dead,
sure.
Tony.
But let's say they do.
¿Sabes qué lo que tiene, güey? La juventud de estos güeyes are pushing that shit. They got KD, bro, looking old, bro. Look, I don't even know. Where the fuck is Bradley Beal?
Right there, bitch. I always knew that dynamic was never going to work between Brooks, Pio, and Durant.
I just feel they went for name.
Too much offense and not enough, like.
Not enough depth,
you need,
bro.
You need some depth. You need some. You can't just score the fucking ball every possession, bro. You got to move it. That's why I go, like, you guys just playing fucking NBA 2K. That's what y'all doing.
El otro team playing a lot of great fucking all-around ball, way. And I think Anthony Edwards, way. I think, bro, you got to put him up there as the face of the fucking league, way.
If
he's
potentially
becoming.
They face, let's say they match up.
Who's that pussy, way, that the league can siempre anda sucking fucking the fucking Timberwolves dick? Who's that guy? Y luego su fucking boyfriend, el que siempre anda defendiendo.
Oscar?
Yeah, that fuck it. That guy's a transvestite, you know? That motherfucker's always fucking defending somebody, shit. Say, güey, le están metiendo el pito a ese güey, ¿verdad?
Hey,
I'm gonna make a bet on. See, the Denver Nuggets get there and the Minnesota Timberwolves, we making a bet. Big time, Bali. If he ain't got no money, I know
if
I know they broke. It's probably not gonna be money wise because they broke as fuck.
If Minnesota faces Nuggets.
Oh, we making bets in this bitch.
I see.
No, we making tattoo bets, way, all right?
I think I will still favor Nuggets for sure, but I think it'll be I say 6-game series. It'll be a 6, porque Minnesota's youth and athletic ability that they have on offense, it's going to win them a couple games. And like I say, they play good team ball, and they're a young team. They're still growing together.
I remember somebody told me que este pinche, ¿cómo se llama? Harris, el de los Nuggets, Dijon Harris or Juan Harris, ¿cómo se llama? El point guard. Kentucky, güey. The Denver Nuggets, wait, Murray, wait.
Oh, Jamal Murray. What the fuck?
Jamal Murray, they told me he's not
the same. I thought you were talking about DeJuan Blair. I'm like, no, that motherfucker is gone.
Oh, the Georgetown win?
Yeah.
No ACLs?
Man, he balled for a couple of years,
no,
bro.
No ACLs?
I know. He was undersized.
Yeah, big boy. I went like this. They were telling me, oh, Jamal Murray's not the same player, not this. I'm like, stars will come. Yeah, he had a down season. He had problems with his fucking shit again. But I go, stars should come out, bro. Saw that shit in the game one, how he took that shot. And I tell people, that team, way, is built for playoff basketball, way. They don't have the same depth, but I believe they got enough power, way. I believe todavía con KCP, Michael Porter Jr., not the bet one, like a betting, este pinche Jokic, way. I believe they got a solid team, bro, and I feel
man,
like they're going to fuck them up.
It was a rough couple of weeks for Michael Porter Jr., right?
Hell
his,
yeah.
His, one of his brother banned for life from the NBA for betting. $20,000. Sometimes people just don't make wise choices. Right?
The other brother's going
and
to do 6 years.
The youngest one in a fatal, I think a DUI
the
crash.
DUI,
no?
Mató a alguien.
That's fucked up, bro.
Yeah. I'm like, God.
That's
damn.
A lot to take in a short period span. And it's crazy that he goes out and he goes, man, that's the guy going ball.
You got to. I think sometimes.
And
they
he
take,
was a key factor in that game one, bro.
I think sometimes that's the good thing of having basketball, way. You go in there and you get lost for a minute, way. You know? You so intense, it so intensifies the playoffs. ¿Cómo se dice? ¿Cómo se dice cuando ya eras el champion?
Champion, bitch.
No, region. ¿Cómo se llama?
Reigning champs.
Reigning champs and shit. They got pressure. I think you get lost in that shit, bro. And you could be I'm just a basketball player right now. And once you get off, you become a regular person again. But I think that that's why I think a lot of como Isaiah Thomas, también when his sister passed, why do you think he played way? I think that gives you a little bit of a breather way. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah.
Y por eso, pero I'm telling you, way. Let Minnesota see
es
my
como
boys.
También este people unaware this past weekend were the Olympic trials for the wrestling team, right? For the Olympics, 2024 Paris Olympic Games. And this was the tournament. You win or that's it?
That's it.
That's it. Kyle Dake won it at, I want to say, 74 kilos? 74 kilos? And his dad had just passed away the week before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. También.
And you seen it emotional after he won his match. He's going to Paris to represent Team USA. He got a bronze the previous Olympics, right? And they're saying that if he finishes... If he takes gold, he could be considered one of the greatest ever, if not the greatest wrestler in USA Olympic wrestling history. Yeah, but that's what they're saying.
Jordan?
Well, that's
the goal, bro.
But you're talking about... But Jordan has 6 world championships? And if people don't get it, don't understand it, obviously the Olympics is every 4 years, but in between the Olympics every year, Panama. They have the world championships. The world championship is the second biggest thing next to the Olympics. But that's yearly. Joe Burrow has 6 of them. I don't know how many Kyle Dake has, but if he could medal, but Jordan only medaled in 1 Olympics.
You know, Kyle Snyder también tiene a gold medal.
Yeah, bitch. He was the youngest ever to win it. He was the one that broke Henry Cejudo's record when he won it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he was 20 or 21. He was younger than Henry. Henry was the youngest.
Does he have a nice big Russian?
I don't know. No. I think he beat somebody else that time. He got 2nd because he lost to that 1 Russian you're talking about. In the previous Olympics. But he has a gold and a silver. And this is his 3rd time around. So he's going to have to be mentioned up there. Yeah, motherfucker. 21. His first Olympic gold medal, I think. 20, 21.
He's 28.
Yeah, he's still real young.
He still got another one.
It's crazy because everybody like, man, that in the NBA, that's another 12 years. Like, not in wrestling. Bro.
Not in wrestling. You're gone.
Unless you're like Jordan Burroughs still compete. Like I said, that motherfucker, you don't see that often. Jordan Burroughs 35.
He retired and came back.
Still competed at the highest level.
Hell yeah. I just go like...
And I know Jordan Burroughs fell short, but he's going to make a run at that world team, the world championship team. Because the world championships are like a couple months after the Olympics.
You think he comes back for another Olympic trial?
No. Olympic trial, no. But world championships for sure.
Who are you to set limits to him?
I'm telling him right now.
No. Max said it. Who the fuck are
for
you?
For real? I mean, that's true. It just...
Let's be truthful, bro. It just... These young guys, bro, get young, fresh. Damn, the body takes a toll in that
and
shit.
Then
and you
he's
start
in a weight class.
That killer.
Where usually that's where everybody, like those best on around 180, 175, all men. So it's like, that's the deepest weight class all the time.
That's the deepest weight class.
But like you said, crazy shit has happened. I'm not saying no, it can't be done.
Well, es como dijo Dayton Cox, también que retire. Que dijo, why you made the decision? Man, where guys beating you, they never beat you, bro. That's the time you go like, man, it's time, bro. It's catching you on.
They always, one of the best sayings I've ever heard was the thing, cuando dicen, right, everything's impossible until it's done. Yeah, it seems like all odds are against Jordan Burroughs to make another Olympic run. You're talking about a close to 40-year-old man at the deepest weight class, probably in the Olympic trials. But, hey, if he believes he's still competing at the high level. He could... To me, he's going to make the world championship team because in the world championships, unlike the Olympics only has 6 weight classes. In the world team, I think it's 10. Which is stupid. They should have 10 in the fucking Olympics or 9 or whatever
I think
it is.
I'm more excited. Wait, I want to see where Spencer Lee ends up with.
Oh!
Because I think that man is on a mission, bro. You see his face, way? Like, I feel sorry for the people that got to wrestle with him, but because I know that the last fucking time he got pinned in the fucking NCAA championship, way. I don't think it's right with those guys, boy. They're so used to winning everything, boy. I feel like this motherfucker's out for vengeance, boy. The way he wrestles, the way he attacks. And I go like, I want to see that, man. I think he's going to medal, Tony.
Spencer Lee was the winner for the Olympic trials at 57 kilograms, which is 125 pounds. He beat the number 1 seed and the number 2 seed.
He rolled like 125 pounds, bro.
Let me tell you something. People don't understand. What Pancho just said was that Spencer Lee was going for his 4th national championship last year in college for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Only 7
2 years ago.
Well, this year, two wrestlers became four-time national championships, yeah, both from Penn State, Carter Starace, Aaron Brooks. I think only five other people besides them have ever done that, so it's like a fucking big deal. And then Spencer Lee, I think in the quarterfinals, maybe? I think quarters or semis? I'm not sure, one of those. I forgot what round. He got pinned.
I think it was semis because he didn't come out for the third place match.
He got pinned? Maybe, you're right. He got pinned, upsetted by Matt Ramos from
Purdue.
And you know, Matt Ramos did an All-American this year. He didn't place. And he was ranked number one heading into the tournament, I believe. But he got pinned, bro. And remember the crowd? Everybody was just in shock. You saw
his mom? If you ever seen the video of his mom, bro, go check out Spencer Lee's mom's glasses.
Reaction when Spencer Lee... I hate seeing shit like that because it's hard.
It's part of the sport.
It's part of the sport.
That just tells me, bro, how that family was so invested and in love with the sport. That to me is great, right? Because it tells you that... it's crazy because you always see wrestling, you always think as your dad's going to be there, right? You always think about dad, that's the man. And it's awesome to see a woman, bro, a mom, that actually gives a fuck about her kid like that. Yeah, look at her, bro.
Well, but she was a badass judo.
Judo.
I think, yeah, I'm not sure if she was an Olympian or she might have been an Olympian. Or she was big time in the judo world.
Yeah, I think she was a world champion.
Or world champion, something like that, right? But, yeah, he got upset, bro. So he ended up with three. He was going to wrestle for third place, but he medical forfeit after he got pinned, so he ended up getting like sixth or seventh place, like automatically or some shit. But yeah, he went out for the Olympic trials and he won that shit. And it looks like he's a man possessed right now.
I think she was a...
just like, como dice, una veces, güey, you need those big losses.
I think she was national champion when judo.
Una veces you need those big losses in your career to redirect you. Sometimes you snooze, bro. Sometimes you fucking take your foot out the gas.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers can look it up if they want to, Pancho. Don't
fuck you, bitch. Right? You do it, what the fuck, pussy?
Pero, yeah, like I said, that loss for Spencer in the national championship was heartbreaking, right? But sometimes that's when shit like that happens, is to get you back on track for bigger and better things. Dan Gable, arguably the greatest wrestler ever.
Y si no sabes también con Spencer Lee, it happened to him in high
school. Oh, yeah, in high school.
It happened in high school, too.
He was going for four-time state championship for Pennsylvania, which is the hardest state in wrestling to win in. Got fucking upset in his senior year's state finals by Austin DeSanto, became his teammate in Iowa.
Yeah.
But
so imagine to happen
to
you.
He stopped him to get his fourth state title, and then he fell short to get his fourth national championship.
So imagine que te pases en high school, güey, te pases en college también, güey. Even though he got a fucking great fucking resume, but it's still, güey, I know that shit hurts. Especially when they have those kind of standards that, bitch, I'm winning it.
Yeah.
It hurts. As soon as I seen him, cuando ya ves que duró un ratito before he started going back to action.
Yeah, man, back in competition.
I see his face, bro. He's like a man in a mission, bro. Motherfuckers, wow. Even este güey, como se al que he just pinned him. I'm like,
he pinned him at Thomas Gilman?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Like, nothing, güey.
And then the Olympic trials is freestyle, and then you have Greco, but it's the best of three matches. And I don't think he dropped a match at all in the Olympic trials. He didn't drop no match.
This is freestyle.
And he came into the tournament like the fifth seed, I think.
Yeah. I was just like, pero cuando lo miro, güey.
He took out Zane Richards, which was the first seed. He's a wrestler here out of Illinois. He also wrestled at Illinois and took out Thomas Gilman, that was also his former training partner at Iowa before he transferred to Penn State. Thomas Gilman is a fucking Olympic bronze medalist. And I think
that's the thing that tripped me out, how he pinned him, way, like, effortless way. Like, damn, that's what I tell you, bro. This kid is in a fucking mission, way. I'm super excited for that shit. When did the Olympics start?
August,
huh? Oh, August?
Yeah.
I thought como June or July.
No, but I think wrestling is in August.
Oh, August?
I might be wrong. But for... let me see if I could... So the wrestling team for the men's freestyle Olympic, the people that made it were for 57 kilograms, is Spencer Lee. For 65 kilograms is Zane Rutherford. 74 kilograms is Cal Dake. 86 kilogram, Aaron Brooks. Crazy upset. Beat David Taylor, returning Olympic champion.
Uh-huh.
Returning, I think, world champion. And David Taylor is regarded as the best wrestler in the planet. And he fucking took him out in the Olympic trials. And then 97 kilograms is Kyle Snyder, Olympic champion, Olympic silver medalist the previous Olympics. Now this is his third go around. And then 125 kilograms is Mason Paris.
Who? Mason Paris? Wait, what the fuck? Kyle Snyder is in heavyweight?
No. But remember when he wrestled in college heavyweight, he was undersized.
Oh, so he dropped down?
No. Porque in the Olympics, I assume, like the heavyweight, the 265 and up, I think. Uh-huh. And I think his weight class is like 200 pounds or 210 or some shit.
Holy shit. So right, el pinche también Mason Paris. It was for national champion también, ¿no?
Yeah. 97 kilograms, so that's like 200 pounds.
Who you think got better roster than us?
Man, we might be the best in the world right now.
Yeah? What about the Russians and Iranians?
Taking them down. We're taking fucking Khabib down.
Khabib? If you don't know, Iran always got a good team too, boy.
No, but I think this year we're probably the best team.
I'm going to Google that shit and be like, who's got the best
roster? 97 kilograms is 213, 214. It's like 215, the weight class, I believe.
Yeah, but he was short. Way. He thought
Chiparito. He was small, dude.
The question, he wrestled Kun. The Mexican, I'm like, God damn.
So I'm assuming. Hold on. So I'm assuming 125 kilograms and Mason Paris is. I'm assuming it's 215 and up.
215
and up. And Mason Paris is a big motherfucker.
Man, Mason Paris is big, bro. He was national champion, you know?
Yeah, for Michigan.
Get to the heat. I'm more excited than I think the wrestling than any sports right now in the Olympics, way, because I actually grew up watching it. Not grew up, but I actually watched these guys wrestle. I'm excited for Spencer Lee, way. I'm excited for Kyle Snyder because I know he's trying to get that another goal after the silver. And I'm actually excited about Aaron Brooks, way. I want to see what he does, way. You know?
That's like I said, he took out David Taylor, bro.
But you were telling me something about it. We put it with
which is Devin interesting. Haney,
where it was interesting.
I
did not know.
Talk about what because we got into it because you were saying
about the David Haney and Floyd Mayweather being a.
Talking about the Bill Haney Floyd Mayweather clash that they had on live today.
We're talking about Bill yesterday. Haney and because I guess all the beef started because you know they get Bill Haney trains at Mayweather gym.
Used to.
Not no more?
No.
After this? Pero ahí estaba la otra vez.
No, he go, but they go when they're in town. Wey.
No,
they,
por eso.
When they're in town, they go to the gym.
No, por eso te digo. It's still training there, yeah. Wey.
But he was there since a kid.
Well, you think they pay dues? No? Well, Mayweather, él hacía todo su basic training casi allí, wey, ¿da? Ya casi, ya no. So, you know, there were sparring sessions y todo, wey. And I guess todas las sparring sessions contra Tank, wey, were leaked out and given to fucking Ryan Garcia. And I was telling Tony that it was interesting because...
Well, it's the videos that I think Ryan put out, or I forgot who put out, which shows Gervonta Davis getting the better of Devin Haney when they were kids.
Yeah. Like I always said, dude. But you know how much shit happens in fucking sparring? There's a lot of people that have been dropping sparring weight.
I'll give you a perfect example. I tell my nephew all the time, which was the total opposite of what I did. That's why you try to teach the younger generation. Sparring practice to get better. It's not to win.
Well, look at the heat.
I used to practice to win practice. That doesn't matter. You know why? Because you don't learn
you don't
anything.
Try nothing. You don't
all you want to do is just get to your best move, and I'm gonna beat him. I know he.
Well, como liga todos, way. In practice, way you should try the shots that you want to do, and if you get caught, you don't lose nothing.
Yeah, you try. You know, or in this tournament boxing, you're going out there to work on your game, right? Yeah. To work on anything you want. It's not. But what happens in a lot of boxing gym that it turns into a full out just brawl.
I've been there in the Mayweather.
Oh, I know. It was rough. Hey, rough.
Ahí se agarran a putazos, güey.
Putizas, güey.
Yeah, and I went like this. I told Tony, like, well, that's what happened. Brian got his fucking sparring thing and everything, like, which is fucked up because you have, que, pinche, you believe that you go in here. Devin Haney been with Mayweather for a long ass time.
No, what?
He tried to sign him, he told, to Mayweather promotions. He told, you would never expect that from a, what? Allegedly, he said it. He's not the one that gave up the video.
Well,
wink, wink.
So Floyd Mayweather dijo que Bill Haney is mad at him, and the Haney camp is mad at Mayweather because Mayweather gave Garcia those sparring footage between Tank and Haney, and Floyd was like, "I 100% didn't give it to Ryan Garcia. Bill Haney thinks I did, but I didn't." Now Ryan Garcia did get a hold of those sparring footage of those tapes. Did he get them? Yes. Was it by me? No. But I'm like, but Floyd, wink, it came from bullshit. Your camp, dude.
Yeah, it comes
I'm
from like, your camp.
Floyd, you're trying to say that you physically didn't give it to him, but somebody in there did.
Tony, Mayweather is the big Paul Castellano of that family. Nothing happens without the boss.
And you told me, like, Tony, you know, you think that really matters?
Well, yeah. Well, let me get to it. Let me get to it, Tony. So, yo cuando le dije a Tony, I don't, yo, me personally, como dice, I didn't wrestle in the room. I didn't do it as an adult, right? So, I go like this. Does it really fucking matter why he's so mad about the, because look at Tony, why is he so mad over that? Y es como the other thing came around and Tony told me, like, yo también dije, es cuando dije, why you think it matters so much to them that you leaked out those tapes?
And I said, it doesn't matter that
he got his ass whooped.
He said, Haney got his ass whooped. I'm like, okay, well, I didn't make a big deal. But I go, I understand why Haney's camp makes it a big deal. Porque in practice, you see tendencies. You see weak, like, where's their weak points? That, oh, he might drop his left hand so you could hit him here with a left hook. Did it play a factor in the fight? Probably not. The video's so old that Devin Haney changed as a fight. They all changed as a fight. They were fucking teenagers still when they sparred. And the footage of the videos that people saw of Gervonta and Haney sparring, they were like 17 years old. I don't think it helped them.
And plus, but Tank was an older guy.
I still think it's some fucked up shit that you're a fighter that grew up in your gym that was training with you guys and looked at you, Haney looked at Mayweather as a fucking, like a fucking guidance, like, oh, this guy's going to set me up for success. He's going to show me the ins and outs of this boxing world. He called him a clown-ass earthman.
Well,
I told you, that's the reason why Haney's team got upset was because, dude, you're giving this fucking guy from, you're giving them footage of your son that he could use for his camp to go like, oh, look at what he does wrong.
We've been hearing rumblings and bumblings that Mayweather being a hater, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people say that.
Adrian Broner said it.
But I'm just talking about this specific situation.
I'm talking about that. Broner said he a hating ass motherfucker, though. Remember, like the slam.
Oh, fuck it.
Floyd's mad at me because I knocked out his
boy?
Yeah.
But going
back,
that
was an all-time great.
All right, shut up, dude.
Let me
explain this to you.
Adrian Broner, I think, had a better rep career than boxing career.
You're stupid as hell. He's a fucking Hall of Famer. Four division world champion, Pancho. The fuck's wrong with you?
He just dropping the standards of Hall of Famers?
Fucking knucklehead.
He was an MMG fucking artist.
Yeah, that's how good he was that he said, fuck this shit. I'm going to start rapping with Rick Ross.
Okay, continue with the story.
But yeah, that's why the Haney team, man, like, dude, you're giving them footage. And remember, when we went to the doghouse, it was a privilege. That was one of the coolest experiences ever seen. Gervonta Davis.
Young, you're
driving. Fucking young. Young Gervonta just fucking up everyone. Nobody could record. Remember, no phones down, all this. So I go, so why you guys keep the footage and send it to a guy that's going to face a kid that's been in your gym since he was a kid and looked up to you guys?
That's why he's a hater.
Looked up to the, not just Mayweather, but to the Mayweather fighters around there. There's a bunch of boxers there. So I think that was fucked up. That's kind of foul. And I brought up a point where I go, well, look at Aaron Brooks. We were just talking about wrestling. He's one of the guys that won his fourth national championship this year with Penn State. David Taylor, I think, is a two-time national champion for Penn State and an Olympic gold medalist. The thing is, he's been graduated from college fucking 7 years ago, but he trains at Penn State with these guys. So Aaron Brooks is a Pennsylvania kid from high school. I believe so. But when he got recruited, guess what? You're already wrestling with, like, Aaron Brooks been wrestling in the same room with David Taylor since he was a little fucking kid, 15, 16-year-old kid. That's why people were saying, like, should David Taylor leave Penn State training room? Because, dude, is it an advantage for these kids? Like,
is he going to be there for the next Olympic trials?
I think so. He's like 30. No, he's like 33. He's like bordering, but I think he'll make another run. But people are saying, like, do you think...
No manches, is he 33, Tony?
Yeah, like 32, 33.
4 years from now?
Yeah.
He's going to be 37.
Well, Joe Burrow's 36.
Joe Burrow?
Jordan Burrow's.
Joe Burrow, little Cincinnati Bengals?
Jordan Burrow's... well, he's going to be hovering around.
I think he's going to retire. That's why I heard him more.
No, I don't think... Well, he still got a bunch of world championships in him. That's why I say for the world championships, like, should he move from that? Porque, like, dude, you might not think it's a... You brought up a good point. Like, well, doesn't that help him? Like, help each other. Like, the two of the best in the world. I'm like, yeah, but when you... Sometimes, it's not about who's the best wrestler. Sometimes it's about He's been studying you and how you wrestle for the last 10 years. He knows the tendencies. He knows what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like an advantage. Like, but can you think David Taylor used to see them like, oh, these are my future rivals?
No, I don't think you look at it nothing like that. As like you get older and you're like, oh, shit, yeah, you go. I think you focus on what you're doing at that moment. Yeah, ahorita is like, it is true. Like, oh, shit, this motherfucker been in the camp. I bet you like, oh, my motherfucker knows what he's doing. I just can't see him moving from Penn State.
I could, but I go like this. In this sport way, it's something you got to be a little selfish with. You got to think about yourself first. Look, first of all, Brooks is a hell of a fucking wrestler.
What you think he would have done with him and Carter Storace wrestled?
Who?
Brooks, no te acuerdas que Carter Storace moved up to that weight class too.
Carter Storace, Aaron Brooks, he was those two. He also won his fourth national championship this year alongside Brooks, which is his teammate from Penn State. He pulled
out in the Olympics, huh?
No. He wrestled.
No, I thought he pulled out.
He wrestled. He lost. He lost. I forgot to who, and then he ended up in the WrestleBacks, but he probably didn't wrestle the WrestleBacks.
Okay.
Because I think in the Olympic trials, you wrestle for third. If you lose in the you go to a consolation bracket. In case a guy, you know, something happens to the starter, that's like the alternate. That's why people still wrestle for third.
Okay.
But he probably was like, what the hell's the point? But his knee was hurt anyways. And they're saying that Carter Storace might go into MMA. Just get all these guys in there. Get all the belts. But that's why I go like.
Well, tell you look at David Terry Hedrick. I'm only wanted to do MMA too.
No,
Daniel, just keep to stick to wrestling. Bro.
No.
He just came out and said it.
Oh, no. He said that. No. He said that he would like to get into an MMA fight, I think, with Jordan Burroughs.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know DC dijo, man, just stick to wrestling, bro.
Nah, but he wasn't serious.
I think when you're that old tooth, I mean, yeah.
Those guys are dedicated to wrestling. That's why I go, he's going to continue wrestling. So people are saying like, man, do you think it's better for Taylor to kind of just move on from Henry? Cejudo said he might have to. Because he go, those kids have the advantage over you that they've been seeing you wrestle next to them for the last fucking 8-9 years. They know your tendencies. They know everything you do. Sometimes it's not about being the best wrestler. Like, hey, I know your tricks. I know what you're looking at going after. Not taking nothing away from Brooks, because I believe those two guys are so fucking good and equally matched. I think
they're so familiar, though, because they come from the same program. They're built in the same place. They're
good as fuck.
Porque I guarantee you, okay, they're fucking practice. They're wrestling each other.
But I know this brought up because David Taylor, obviously, like I said, he was considered probably the best wrestler in the world. And he got upset, but I go, it's part of the sport, you know?
But also, I got to give credit to Aaron Brooks.
He's a wrecking ball.
Boy, that dude is fucking huge,
But that's
bro.
Why I go, this is
That's bullshit. Why I, sometimes you never know what happens with, like, también, like, you, the, también, no, let's not make it seem like this guy is a fucking trash guy.
No, bro, he's up there.
You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is that, to me personally, I don't think the practice had anything to do with it. I just think those two guys are so fucking good. They're evenly matched.
I think,
and then they wrestle again, because Taylor beat him, I think, a couple months back, like 8 months ago. Taylor beat him in two matches in a row.
This guy beat him in the most important one.
You got a younger guy, a naturally way bigger guy. That's why I go, it's fucked up that they shrunk the Olympic weight classes from 9 to 6 weight classes, because now it's like, someone, como David Taylor, if you stand up next to Aaron Brooks, they're not the same. Aaron Brooks is so much
bigger. But why did they shrink it down?
Eh?
Why did they shrink it down?
I don't know.
I remember they were trying to take wrestling away from
Olympics. I think from the previous Olympics, it was 7 weight classes. Then they took another one off and it became 6 this year.
They're like,
but two or three Olympics ago, it was 9 weight classes.
It's crazy because it's
so 9
many,
or 10, I forgot
there's
which
so
one.
So many great wrestlers, way you shrinking down fucking.
Yeah, dude, and then like, it's the so like, and they're saying that should they take away the 57 kilogram one? Because that was interesting. Wait, you know why? Not to just change it to a higher weight. Because they're like, dude, you're forcing like legit full-grown men to make 120. Like, how many 125-pound men you really see?
Spencer Lee.
Look at Vito Araujo.
Araujo.
From Cornell. Just became a two-time national championship champion this year for Cornell. Was the world champion in, like,
so we take away that and make everybody go 133?
Like 133. because Vitor couldn't even make the weight. That's why he skipped the trials, because the next weight up was 67 kilograms. That's 143 pounds. So now
133?
No. So it goes from 25 to 43.
How come you just don't make him to 33? That's stupid. How come you just don't make him 33?
What do you mean?
Yeah, instead of just 125, take away the 125 and make it 133 in Olympic.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's stupid. That's three. I didn't know. Que no, yo, yo pensaba que había 133. Imagínate. Fuck it. Fuck that shit. Let him move 133 away. What the fuck?
I want to see, because I don't get this fucking kilograms.
Kilograms, because it's on those libras way. So those libras to your 1 pound American.
So
I think it's 1.5 more.
So 57 kilograms, obviously 125 pounds, 65 kilograms. 65 is 43. So you go from 125 pounds to 143 pounds. Then the following weight class is 74 kilograms.
Why they have that big of a jump?
Eh?
Why they have the big of a jump?
Boy, it wasn't like this before. 74 kilograms is 163 pounds. So you go from 143 pounds to 163 pounds.
It's like a 20-pound difference, Cassie.
And then the next one is 86 kilograms. That one's 189 pounds.
It's casi la
20 libras de cada. So they go 63 pounds to 189 pounds. Then they go to 97 kilograms, which was 214. Then they go to heavyweight. So it's like 20 plus pounds for difference each weight class, bro. That's nuts, dude.
I don't know who decided to do this shit. Sounds kind of fucking stupid. How come they just don't leave it like the fucking regular college ones, where, you know?
I know.
One, two, so 133, one, what is it, 149?
In college, I believe it's 25, 33, 41, 49, 57, 65, 74, 89, 87.
I don't know why they just don't do it like that.
84 and then 197 and then heavyweight, I believe.
I just don't get it. Like, why fuck a guy up, man? Drain him down that small, or a guy make him go that big?
And then you like, have tweeners. You know, you're like guys that are like 135.
Yeah.
Like they're too small for 43 and they're too fucking big for 25. Like Vito. Vito was like, dude, I'm a world champion. I can't even compete, dude. Because I cannot shrink to 25 pounds and I'm too small for 143 pounds.
That's crazy. I just don't get it why they fucking do that. They should come up with a better way, like say, fuck that. We'll take the 125 and let's make it a 133. It's amazing. I can't believe fucking Spencer Lee dropped down to 125. God.
Well, that was his college weight class.
Yeah, but still the way back. Estás creciendo y todo.
But he is a really small. I think he's good there because he's like 5'3".
Dude, he's fucking jacked. It's still crazy, güey.
No, it's crazy.
At that age y todo que estás creciendo, toda la madre, you stay exactly 125, güey. Like, don't fuck. Yeah, that's a lot of street discipline, and he's fucking right, because, man. Yo, neta, güey, I can't believe he's 125 pounds, güey. When I see him, güey, or is his singlet too small, güey? But motherfucker's huge, man. Like,
when I wrestle, I like my singlet snug.
También pipis. Yeah. Empty. I'm like, I told
like
him.
I like tight singlets.
I looked at him in the last one. Like, dude, you look thick as hell with that little ass singlet. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is that? A small ass? No, it's a medium. Like, maybe you gotta go to a large, buddy. Nah. You know what I'm saying?
One of my pet peeves in wrestling is when people have loose singlets.
Yeah. Luego tienes tu wiener ahí todo pinche pressed it on and shit.
No, I like mine tight because I could keep my cock and my balls real nice and tight.
Fucking nasty ass. Anyway, cuando te pones el singlet, güey, si pones tu, you'd be like looking at your cock or something.
No, not really. Well, when I first started wrestling, it's weird because you're like, fuck, I feel like my dick is all out and shit. And then motherfucker, when you take them down, they try to reverse you and put their fucking finger in your asshole.
Oh, hey, that's what fucking is
there. Aaron Brooks did?
Aaron Brooks did that shit. He fucking was changing his oil, bro. Like, that's it. You know what you're doing, huh? Hey, you think they do that shit on purpose?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Fucking finger in your butthole?
Yeah, I had to take it like a man sometimes.
Ah!
I had to get the fucking takedown, bro. I had to get the two.
Oh, no,
hey, mama. You know what was real? I didn't know that was real. Fucking Isaac Cruz is fighting Rayo Vendrell.
I told you, okay. Que dice que es casi la fight card que they're trying to put together.
No, ya está official. They announced
¿todas?
It. Yeah, they faced off.
También, yo sé.
It's Bud Crawford versus, I'm not sure the other guy's name.
We don't care.
Then it's Isaac Cruz versus Rey.
Rayo. Rey Ramirez, ¿no?
No, Valenzuela or some shit.
Es el Rayo, güey, que está con el pinche cam de este güey, ¿da?
¿Con Benavides?
Yeah. Remember he got upset a little bit when aquel güey le poteó?
I don't know. I think most people felt like he got robbed that fight.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yo sé, pero la card que te enseñé querían poner a Andy Ruiz contra a pinche Big Baby o el Baby Miller. That was the card they were trying to set up. But I don't know if las otras fucking fell through. But I know his Rayo contra Pitbull Cruz, Terrence Crawford contra, I think Russian or Kiss.
Day of Reckoning.
Day of Reckoning?
So you got... This is going to be in Saudi Arabia, right?
I think so. That's why I think they were trying to stack the card. But I don't know if la Andy Ruiz is official y todo, güey, porque no han dicho nada, güey.
No, it's official.
Oh,
see? It's already on there.
Te dije. So why you always go, that's a lie, Tom Pancho?
Oh, because I didn't know. I thought they were just speculating. I didn't know they were going to announce this shit already.
Yo, the pinche le, yeah, it's a stacked card. Not really.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, there's not a no names like Andy Ruiz, Rayo, your favorite new fighter, Pitbull Cruz. Oh, my God, he got super mega skill. I know Terrence Crawford is fighting some bullshit shit. Oh, ¿viste la que se quiere hacer? Hey, ¿viste la what?
¿Qué pasó?
Any tries, bitch?
¿Cuál se va a hacer?
¿Estás diciendo que si Virgil gana? I think it's Saturday,
though. Oh, no. Fucking Tim 2 is right Tim here. Too, yeah. No, it's official, too.
¿También?
Yeah.
I think you're lying,
no,
bro.
Yesterday, the card just got announced, like, fully today. They faced off. Yesterday, I was watching but Ellie
Virgil
Setback.
Has a fight Saturday.
I know. Ellie Setback? Uh-huh. I was watching Ellie Setback. You know he's always in Robert Garcia's boxing gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, he stopped. You know, obviously, Virgil Ortiz back. Trains at Robert Garcia's gym. And they asked him, like, oh, so Tim Tzu's next, huh? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. That's when I first heard it last night, and today they put it up.
Oh, for real? Shit, so they don't give a fuck who's
so
he fighting?
So this is a press conference underway for August 3rd. So announced lineup.
August 3rd.
It's Israel Matrimov versus Crawford. That's the main event. Co-main is Isaac.
Who the fuck is Israel Matrimov for?
Not sure. Might be a mandatory. Isaac Pitbull Cruz versus Jose Rayo Valenzuela. Andy Ruiz versus Jarrell Miller. Jermaine Miller was suspended for a while for roids.
Roids.
Popped a couple times.
Yeah.
Andy Cruz versus Antonio Moran and David Morrell versus Radovid Kalachev. Oh, and potentially
Morrell?
David Morrell.
Oh, that's his brother?
De quién?
The Anthony Morrell.
Who's Anthony Morrell?
The boxer.
I'm not too familiar. Pendejo. And potentially to come, I think if Virgil Ortiz wins, this is his upcoming fight, I can go potentially Tim Tzu versus Ortiz.
Where's this going to be held at?
I think it's going to be in...
The Saudis?
Saudi, yeah.
The Golden Boy is going to let him...
That's the zone, bitch.
Oh, that's the zone?
Yeah.
It's going to be on the zone?
Yeah.
Not really exciting me.
I mean, nothing crazy.
I need Pitbull Cruz fight Ryan Garcia, bro. I think Pitbull Cruz contra Ryan Garcia makes a big fight. I just feel like this is the thing with Terrence Crawford, way. Like, damn, man, we coming off the... Then...
The thing is, he wants a Canelo fight. And I go, who do you want? Okay, Pancho, put it this way to me. No, listen to me here, because I don't think you know what you're even talking about.
No, what do you...
Who do you want him to see?
Why you make it seem like that? I don't even know what I'm talking about. Why you always
who
say that shit?
Who do you want him to fight at 47?
Quinn Charlo.
He's not at 47.
Boots?
Shut your
boots?
Mouth. You see?
Boots?
Well,
boots?
That's why. That's
shut
why.
Shut your fucking mouth, bitch! You didn't even know this cover was real. Shut the fuck
well,
up,
that's
bitch.
Why Eddie Hearn's. You saw that he just Boot Ennis just started working with Eddie Hearn and Matchroom.
Yeah.
I think Matchroom.
Yeah, Matchroom.
That's Eddie Hearn's promotion, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because now Eddie Hearn came out. This is now we can start making this. I want. If you're telling me,
but I think it's the butt is his own balls, no?
Butt works for. He's kind of like.
Yeah, he's like Canelo.
Like one fight guy.
Yeah, so.
Like he's doing what he wants. But he came over to, I think he's with The Zone right now.
I think he does it with everybody.
No, but I think right now he's working with The Zone. But if you're asking me who would I want to watch Bud fight, 47, there's not too many people right now. And 54?
No, it's como dijo Sean Porter, I think he missed the wave. Everybody that used to be there, like the big guys, they're done already.
Well,
I'll
tell you what.
Nobody's there.
They're really good fighters. It's just not. I think Bud is more into. I want to go big mega fights right now.
No, but like, that's why there's no mega guy there.
Yeah. Unless the most logical thing that he wants to do was he wanted to become the first ever. Because I think he became the first ever two-division undisputed world champion at 40 and 47. And he wants to do the first ever three-divisional undisputed world champion. He wants Charlo. He wanted Charlo. But obviously, Charlo lost the belt when he fought Canelo because they stripped him, which was bullshit. And then he said, well, that can't happen no more. So would you rather
see... I thought his brother was going to fight.
The Charlo?
Oh, perdió.
Well, remember, the 60? Remember, he was the one that was supposed to fight Canelo?
But what happened? I thought he had a fight coming up.
I don't know. I think then Canelo's team went with Munguia.
Oh, shit. That's fucking crazy. Because
his last fight was my brother, the Benavides. Jose Benavides.
I feel like, man, the motherfuckers ain't fighting either.
The older one, you know, he's going through his issues, personal issues. Yeah. And I didn't see him right in that Jose Benavides fight. He looked awesome. Like, he looked like he shouldn't be... He looked like he should have been in that ring.
It seemed like he
wasn't not even into boxing, dude.
Yeah, he was not even at that gym.
I would love, if you're asking me, would I rather want, do I want Bud to face Boots or Charlo, 54 Charlo? I want to see the Boots fight.
It's a young bull. He got everything to lose. Even though I don't think Terrence Crawford will lose. Pero como, dijo, it's a young kid que no tiene nada, güey. Que es not even, like, to the extreme boxing way.
Like, it doesn't bring nothing to a table for Terrence.
It's como Benavidez, like, doesn't bring nothing to Canelo. It's the same shit.
And Bud is still aiming for that. I think, call me crazy, but more and more I believe that Bud Crawford Canelo is going to happen, dude, because of the money aspect. And I go, people want to see the Boots fight. I want to see it. That's the best fight to me. But yeah, como dicen, like, Bud is like, I got all the belts. What the fuck am I going to fight you for? And I don't even. Bud is like, bro, I want big paydays, my lad. Because how many fights does Bud actually have?
Oh, yeah, maybe he's
three?
Up there, way.
Three?
And it's not like he was cashing big-time checks.
That's why he's going after that Canelo fight.
That's why I get it. But it's the thing of Boots doesn't make sense because it's an up-and-comer kid. If you ask any regular, like not casual shit, they don't know who the fuck he is. So it's a lot of threat. Y como te digo, wey, no es como si Bud was cashing in big
the
checks.
The risk and reward is
just
not
there. So, pero luego si tú miras también, who else is there for him to fight? So I get it, but it just, I expected like, whoa,
and in
after
other
like
terms,
this.
In other terms, and you know what's the difference here? Why did he fight? Like, if Ryan Garcia moves up to 147. No. I know what you're going to say, but let me give you an example. No, but I'm just telling you.
It's una putiza,
if they go like this. Hey, Spence, we'll give you the fight against Ryan Garcia. Hey, Crawford, we'll give you the fight versus Ryan Garcia at 47 in Las Vegas. Would he take it?
Hell yeah.
Why?
Money.
Right? So, right now, his motive is the money, right? Like, I want the big fight that makes sense. Like, I don't
want to...
Why did he hear the difference?
Okay.
Canelo just ducking Benavidez because the money's there for Benavidez.
Shut
and Canelo says,
fuck,
he has nothing to offer me.
Bro.
Bitch, I know you have all the belts, motherfucker.
Well, that's one thing that I did get from the interview that the Canelo, like, why do you think people are like, it's surprising that everybody has turned on Canelo. And he said, dude, it's surprising that everybody's going after. The thing is, one, honestly, is, okay, we get it. You don't want to fight him? Fuck it. You don't want to fight him. Okay, don't fight him. But you holding up with the belts. Give up the belts then. Like, why hold them? Okay, you say he ain't got nothing. That's which I agree. Like, if you don't want to do it, just give up the belts, bro. Yeah, let them
the
get.
Belt.
Yeah, drop the belt. Let them. Let somebody else that's trying to get the shine. He's already the man. Let other person come up, bro.
Come on right now.
It's como digo. It's like the changing of the guard. Like, it seems like you want to do the changing of the guard.
And I don't
think
it's changing of the guards yet. I don't think it's there yet.
But I think he sees it like, I'm the man. I'll do what the fuck I want, which he rightly so did and earned. But I go like this. Okay, wait. Sí, cierto, wey. Si no vas a pelear con el mandatory or number one guy there, and you're, como dice, wey, you say he don't got nothing, but you will go fight fucking Buck Crawford, a smaller guy.
No. He said he's not interested at all at that fight.
You know?
He said so far.
So what's next for Canelo then?
Well, Pancho, that's why I told you. I told you the plan for me. I'm. If people heard the shit, our podcast yesterday, we're going to talk about the shit again because you know what? I get excited when I talk about this. I said, did I not say? I'm talking a lot of shit, obviously, but I always go, I think the plan was always to fight Benavidez this September. So I think he's right on track to where I just think people just want him to say, I'm fighting Benavidez. No, he says it when he's ready. But I go, let's just say he doesn't fight Benavidez. I go, okay, Canelo, Munguia, I would never question Canelo never ducked anybody. Okay, Munguia, cool. I get it. Cinco de Mayo. It's a pretty good fight. It's an exciting fight. I'm excited to watch that fight, to be real. Mugia brings some fucking heat. Can he win? I don't know. But like I said, Ryan proved it. Anybody can fucking win.
Dang, why you say like that?
No,
like
but I go, people write off Mugia. Everybody.
I don't write off
Mugia. No, but when I'm saying that, Ryan proved like, hey, bro, don't write nobody off because in this sport, anybody could win.
Everybody could win.
So, but in my, what I'm thinking is that I believe Canelo will win. And then I go, you keep saying you don't want to fight them in Benavidez. I think it's bullshit. I think he just, I think they're amping up the fight more. But I go, okay, if you don't, because he said, well, because I didn't hear the interview, but I wanted to hear because he goes, it's a lose-lose situation for him. I go, how is it a lose-lose? A lose-lose is usually when they go like, come on, Mayweather, when he fought Canelo, like, you beat Canelo, okay, whatever, you're supposed to beat him. He's 22 years old. If Canelo beats me, it's like, dude, I just lost to this young-ass kid. But I told Canelo, you guys are kind of, like, your age is similar. You're both in your fucking primes. Maybe Canelo a little past his prime. Maybe. I want to see this fight. Dave Benavidez right in his prime. And I go, okay, if you don't fight Benavidez September, I cannot stick up for you no more, Canelo. Because I go like this. You brought up an interesting name yesterday. You go, well, they're saying Barlaga. I'm like, he's ranked 10th at 160. I don't even know if he's 168. Maybe he is now. But I go, we know. Me and you both know. It doesn't make sense, dude. Like, what the fuck?
But at this point,
like, you beat all the top guys 68 except the number one ranked guy, which is David Benavidez.
He hasn't deserved it.
And then, what else can he do? He beat everybody else. Well,
hey, you don't like it, move up and take out.
No, bro. I really want all honest opinion. What do you really think about that? Como dice, como todo dice. We obviously know that.
I'm not going to question the man that has done it. Anyway, from everything he has done, he's gone and faced the fucking Demetrius Bipo. He went big. He went down. I'm not going to question nothing. At the end of the day, como dijo Floyd Mayweather, people are going to throw you to do whatever they want. You do what you want. And I think, is this the biggest fucking fight to make now? Hell yeah. That's the biggest fight in boxing. Dude, I'm going to question Canelo if he doesn't face him. No. And I'm honestly, because come take away, he has never been scared of doing nothing. Y cuando you become that megastar, you move when you want to move.
Now look at, in terms of, that's what I'm saying. So, will you agree? That's bullshit.
No. Why?
Well, so why would you call that bullshit on Mayweather?
What you mean?
That's what Mayweather did. And you said that's bullshit.
Come on, come on, come on.
So how you said that Delfimo, all these guys don't want to fight each other. Giovanni don't want to fight each other. This all got started because of
Mayweather. Tony, I seen a guy in Canelo that moved up and took out anything, way. Every single time. I didn't see it with Floyd.
Now look,
you know,
at.
And como te digo, you're talking about guys that they don't have it as accomplished record as Canelo.
Oh, hell yeah. Now that,
you know,
por eso
what
te
the
digo,
fuck? Now the everybody only, does one fight. Yeah, they're considered. And you're thinking Hall of Famers?
Now, what I tell you is this, Pancho. When it comes down to it, when we're talking about the greatest of all time, forget about, he don't care what people think. Yeah, whatever. But I'm just talking about for people like us in the barbershop that talk about this shit.
I don't go to a barbershop.
Well, whatever,
so
whatever the fuck
it.
You do.
Yeah,
right?
I go shave your nose.
Or when we talk about it here, right? I go.
Oh, you're getting so aggravated.
No, porque yo te estoy diciendo, like, I go. I'm like, yeah, everything he did, it won't hurt his legacy. I'm like, but whatever it is, I go, if you drop, como diciendo, so you agree, you don't fight Benavidez, drop the belts then.
Drop them.
All right, so
pero
then.
Como exactly lo que digo, Mayweather, don't fight for belts, fight for money.
I know that. That's why I say he don't need the belts. So drop them, right? Yeah. Drop the belts. Let these guys fight for the belts. You fight
but
wherever the fuck you want. Now, tell me this.
But I think it's
he
all
cleared
strategy,
out,
bro.
He cleared out all 68. Yeah. Seth Benavidez, the number one ranked guy that beat everybody else. And then he cleared out all 160. So who would he be fighting? Don't scratch your beard.
I do not know.
So when I talk about it, like, yeah, so Canelo dropped the belts because he refused to fight Benavidez because he had a total dislike for him. And then he just went on to fight Bud Crawford and the other random guys.
Cases? The Bud Crawford, the first, and they're going to make millions of dollars.
No, that's what I'm saying. No. That's what I'm saying.
At this point, I think people value more money than fucking
legacy.
No,
but support. I'm talking about us that love the sport of boxing. We're talking about the greatest of all time. I go, I have to. It's only fair to go like como le hago a Floyd a Pacquiao when I go. I have to edge it to Pacquiao who had the better career because of the people he fought at the time he fought him and what he did. Keep moving up and challenge every single motherfucker, no matter who it was. Canelo did do that. Except one guy. Y como diciendo,
he took down the boogeyman.
Y como diciendo, people could say, como tú dices que, I think it's more because he don't like him at all. He wants to shove it to him like, you ain't going to get this money fight. Mm-hmm. I go, whatever it is.
Let the peasants beg.
Yeah. Y como,
let the peasants beg.
And whatever it is, at the end of the day,
y como tú
you
dices,
drop your belt
pues como tú
and
dices,
didn't fight.
Canelo is one of those that, como dice, that holds everything you say to. ¿Te acuerdas como le está diciendo a Chávez con los memes y la chingada? He probably said you to dad over there fucking calling him a bitch and
¿y
all
por qué,
this.
¿Y por qué peleó con Chávez?
Big money fight.
Not bigger than Benavidez?
At that point, yeah. Por eso
no, not it. Right now, though.
Not right now, no. Pero
it's probably
como
two
dijo,
times as that.
Como él dijo, it's payday, payday.
Pero, why? Because he
that's
said Chávez, did you think he took the Chávez fight? Because like, I could beat him.
I think he just wanted to recognize that the greatest Mexican of all time, naturally born over there.
And he fought Chávez Jr. Yeah. To prove that.
Porque at that time, toda la gente como yo queríamos a Chávez, güey.
Yeah, we like well, Chávez, but...
Sí, pero Tori, listen, güey. The name carry a lot of weight, and people fall in love with the name, bro. People fall in love with the
well,
Chávez,
look at,
and that's why people will back him so much. Why do you think they always talk shit about Canelo? They praise Chávez, güey.
So, como te
even
digo...
Even cuando un güey dijo, tú, he didn't even deserve that shot.
I tell you this.
Pero what was it?
I'll tell you this
the
much.
Name.
I'll tell you this much. Canelo says... I don't bother me if I don't fight him or not. It doesn't affect me at all. True. All right. So I go, doesn't bother you, but you get mad at every reporter that asks you the same question because nobody gives a fuck who you're fighting no more, Canelo. You got to, there's one guy that people want to see that you're clearly not fighting for your own reasons. But I'll tell you this. He says it don't bother him. It looks like it is bothering him.
Well, the thing is, güey, que tú, güey, que te agarras en estos momentos como ahorita, güey. I go like, bro, he's doing 75 interviews that keep talking about it. You know what I'm saying? And like, of course you get annoyed by the same fucking question when you keep telling him no, no, no. Of course it gets you annoying. But me to tell you the truth, bro, I think he fucking doesn't give a fuck no more.
And
yes, como dice Oscar, they get to a point that they don't give a fuck what you say. Even good or bad, como dice, wait, even if they don't fight, como you kept the people say, oh, he didn't fight a lot of prime guys. This is a new era of boxing. There's always going to be doubts in everybody's shit because everybody's going to be like, oh, you didn't fight this guy. You oh, nobody was there at that time. Nobody's there. That's it. It all depends on you, how you see the shit, you know?
Y como digo, I he
to
gets
me, honestly, I don't know why he don't want to take it. It's, oh, como te digo, he got a strategy that me and you don't know. Así como tú dijiste de Ryan, que está todo pinche loca la chingada, came out winning when we gave him a zero chance to winning. They know what to do. Como dijo un güey, boxing is a lot. People don't get it. It's a mental war. It's mental.
It's
a strategy you're doing.
I still favor Canelo over Benavidez by a little bit. Even right now, I still favor him. I go, y como dice, you said, you know, obviously he's going to get annoyed after every reporter asking the same question. I'm like, yeah, of course, because they're asking the same question because at this point they're like, dude, we really don't care who you're fighting. We want this fight. Y como digo, but Canelo doesn't care. And I go, well, if he's getting frustrated and annoyed because they're asking the same question, well, it's going to keep getting worse every fucking press conference.
They keep asking, him, at one point why they're so big, way, they do whatever they want with the media too, way. You keep doing it, they keep the fuck out of there, way. But I go like this, way. Como te dije, way. We don't know that man's strategy, way. We don't.
Well, I told you, I believe he will fight him.
And I go like this. Everybody, siempre es como todo, way. It's como, oh, he's not the greatest because he didn't do that. Okay, fight the next one. Oh, you're not the greatest. It's just, I think those guys know when to move and when not to move.
I believe.
And he's going to move at his time. It's como dice, güey. Como dijo, güey, I'm fucking slow feeding you, bro.
I believe, you know? That, como dijo, there's always the next one up. Oh, now you got to fight him. Now you got to fight him. I'm like, true, but I think the biggest key here is that it's like, it's not, you're not past your prime. You're literally in your prime still, Canelo, and he's in
well,
his prime.
Is he really? Como tú dijiste, is he really? Tony?
I think he is.
It's como dice, güey. He's been fighting so much, way que you could say that this is the fucking the dip in his career. That's why he's got it. Como dice, now he's a pop shotter. He's a little bit slow. He's not the same guy because he's been doing this shit since he was
always been a pop shotter.
Yeah, but he's been doing this since he was 13, 14 years old. That's what people don't understand. He's been doing this since a really, really young age, way. And como te dice, way, a lot of people, it should be prime, pero qué tal si su prime was 27, 20, 29, way. You know what I'm saying? Y ya estás viendo el dip de tantos años. Y otra cosa que yo no sabía, güey, que dijo Oscar. People don't know. He had major surgeries on his knees, on his shoulder, and I think it's starting to show the age.
Como dice, so wey, do you think he...
It's so many years.
Do you think he looks at Benavidez as, this is a dangerous fight? Let me see
I think every boxing match is a dangerous fight, güey. Así como viste, it just got proven with David Haney. Everybody thought he was a fucking nut job, and look at what happened. You know? I think in boxing and in any combat sport, you take every fight as a dangerous fight.
I feel more confident that... I think with Haney, it was a lot of things that played into that loss. I think it's inexperience. I think it was... Como dice, mind games, the inexperience of you, like... You were not ready for what Ryan was throwing at you. I don't think nobody was. Even you, like, you ever seen the when they sat down and Ryan was in all white and he was like rapping and fucking, and Devin was like, I don't even know if this guy's taking this serious.
No, por eso te digo, it throws you off.
I think it threw him off the whole fight camp. Y como dijo, Shakur Stevenson brought up a good point. And like I said, I know we talked about this Devin Haney fight and Ryan fight in our previous podcast, but. Look, this is the biggest news by far this whole week.
I give them credit, con esos güeyes, they're fighting.
Y como dijo Shakur, I don't know what Devin went in there, what was his game plan. I think that he went in there, Devin is a smart boxer that sticks and moves. He went in there looking to slug with a puncher, and it cost him the fight.
I think it was because it's so personal, way.
Yeah, but people were saying like, bro, Haney went in there like in the offense, like, hey, let's bang. Because I think he thought I would just beat the fuck out of this kid.
I think it's como cuando he said two better rivals have been doing it for such, desde young together. I'm like, I'm going to prove a point. I'm going to fuck his ass off. Y I think se le subió como fucking everybody, including probably ourselves and shit, calling Ryan a quitter after the Tank Davis. So I think también Devin Haney thought it was a cakewalk. This motherfucker's a pussy, dog. You see, everybody, ¿qué están diciendo todos después de Tank Davis? Pussy. Yeah. Pussy.
And I think leading up to the fight, Haney goes, this is a tough fight, but I'm going to make it look easy. I think Haney really thought Ryan was going to be easy as work.
I think a lot of people thought
it was going to be easy as work. I told you, I thought he wasn't going to come out of his corner at one point. And I think he got caught up in all that. And I think he's like, I'm going to just fuck this guy up, get the bag onto more serious fights. I think that's what he was thinking.
Me too.
I think he looked at this like a gimme fight. Like, I'm just going to make
money. El que no crea, güey. Ryan got everybody.
And?
If it's true, because I still look at his fucking podcast. I think he's partying too much.
And? Well, he did say at the press conference, like, I do drink every day. That just goes to show you, like, I do this shit, and I still come out here and win. And, but what happened to Haney, como diciendo, to the end of, you don't know every fight is dangerous, and you don't know what's going to happen. That's true. But I go, I don't believe stuff like that works on Canelo. You know, Canelo just... He's such a savvy veteran. And like I said, has he not looked the same the last couple of fights? Not the same that I seen before. But
I seen him slow down.
I told you this. I still told you. I believe he's still the best fighter in the world. Like I said, with age, you lose a little athletic ability. You gain more experience in there. You control the ring more. You know what I'm saying? You, como dicen, the older you get, it's harder for you to take punishment. You take longer to recover. That's the thing. You go, the biggest thing with age and athletics is not that your body can't hang, is that after you participate like in a box, like if you box and you're 38, it's just gonna take you so much, like twice as long to recover it, like before, like when you were compared to when you were young. That's the biggest disadvantage as you age, because Canelo's skills is still intact, you know what I'm saying, and he still look very sharp. Obviously
I see him getting tired more fast.
A little tired.
Pero yo también, como te digo, también lo que quiero ver de... That's why it's interesting, too, because everybody puts out there like, oh, shit. I'm a fan of David Benavidez. They make it seem like, oh, shit, this guy is going to fuck him, stop him. You know, yo lo que miré que it takes a lot of punches, a lot of rounds cuando David Benavidez stops somebody. No tiene that thunder in his hand, that one punch power, you know? Yo lo miré ya la last three fights, güey. It takes a lot of rounds so he could stop somebody, güey. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even, I don't think he stopped Caleb Plant, huh?
Oh, no, he didn't.
He went 12 rounds. Well, who was his last fight, Caleb Plant?
No, Demetrius Andrade.
Demetrius Andrade, he did stop him at what, later stage, like around 9?
No, I think he stopped him like a 7.
So I go like this. Remember, güey, como dijo este güey, este también, este Charlo. Man, this hit is different, bro. When you get in there, ¿Qué dijeron todos, güey? You don't think it they're hard, but once you step in there, those punches are different, you
know? I think everybody knows Canelo hits hard.
No, pero lo oído de mucha gente like, damn, bro, when once he hits you, wey, you're like, oh, shit.
The biggest obstacle in that Benavidez fight for Canelo, that I told you a couple years ago, I'm like, there's no way Benavidez can hang in there with Canelo. Now I go.
It's because se ha visto mal, no se ha visto the greatest in the three. But I think you get up for those fights,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a different. Hey, that's true.
I think if you put that in, like, everybody, como dijo Oscar, wey, everybody's so against Canelo right now, porque es como dice, wey, when people don't do what you want, wey, people jump ship. And I feel like Canelo's going to get up for this fucking fight, and he's going to beat some ass.
Oh, of course. But now I go, the fight is closer than I used to think it is. Based off this, based off one thing with Canelo that's been an issue with him in his whole career was that he does tend to gas in those later mid rounds. He does gas. And then he picks up another steam in the later rounds. The dangerous part with Benavidez is that Benavidez don't take rounds off. He's straight, constant, the Bivol effect, right? The Bivol effect, like he's going to throw
así,
punches and bunches.
Okay. Ponle así también, though. This is just to go play off a little bit of yours. You saw lo que le estaba haciendo Caleb Plant in those first rounds?
Yeah.
He was fucking all over himself. Pero qué tiene lo que tiene Caleb Plant, güey? No power. You know? Yeah. And I feel que Canelo, you give that much time to Canelo, bro?
Sí, pero that's not Canelo's game. Caleb Plant tiene pero, fast hand.
Yeah. Pero
Canelo
digo,
is more
wey,
like boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay. Pero lo que te digo, güey, he's super hittable, güey.
Oh, yeah.
Super hittable. Is he going to take all those punches?
Y lo que me asusta es the height también, güey.
Yeah. But I feel like Canelo will come in with a game plan con este pinche, con Eddie, wey. They're going to kill the body, wey. And then it's going to go, woof, arriba, boom. That's how I really feel.
I think in your mind, because I could see, right now, the way it stacks up, I have Canelo pulling off a close decision. I think the way you describe it to me is like, every time you break down this fight, like you almost have it, Canelo's knocking him out.
I feel like Canelo could drop him. I honestly believe
not
it.
Not one time.
Porque I seen him get dropped with a basic ass fucking shot, wait. Yeah. You know? And I feel like, I think you're so over, like, I think you just let fucking Canelo's a pussy, that's why you don't want to fight. I think it got to you.
I don't think.
And I feel like, I think the quality of fighters that he has faced in, way is not even close to what Canelo has faced. And the quality of a fight, como te digo, he fought Caleb Plant after Canelo. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All these guys, casi el guy que le ha peleado, way had been undersized, way. You know,
David Lemieux, all those guys didn't want to fight Benavidez because they wanted the Canelo fight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I went like this. I feel like, I think you're underestimating Canelo way, and I think like always, and then you always tell me, oh, this, like, look, bro.
But what I'm saying is that the way Canelo hasn't finished his opponent.
Oh, that's what I tell you, way, is I think you don't get it, way. Like, did he give a shit cuando peleó contra este güey? Este lo digo, yeah, I don't really give a fuck. They get up for certain fights, way. Estos son, como tú dices, para mí, a veces I feel like these Canelos are tune-ups, way, trying something else, way. You know? And I think when it's the big moment fight, way, he gets up like, I'm going to make a statement, motherfucker. You're going to see I'm going to make a statement. Way. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what it is. Because
I don't think you can hold, because you always hold that fucking Benavidez. He got dropped by that one. I'm like, yeah, it just happens to everybody. You get caught.
My boy hasn't been dropped.
It's come a fucking Canelo where he almost got put out by fucking Cotto's brother.
But he didn't get dropped.
I know,
though.
But I go. Hey,
you see, you got to make sure you say that. He didn't get dropped.
And I go, that's the scary, because I feel, I'm honest. I told you, I believe Canelo wins the fight, but I think it's going to be a close two rounds. Because I could see Canelo winning, banking a couple extra rounds based off his experience. And based off, you know, you could hit Benavidez, but I think Canelo's going to have a hard time coming in Benavidez because Benavidez throws 100 punches per round, and he's just going to come full-blown attack on you. I don't think Canelo has that type of power to hurt Benavidez. Porque Benavidez is just a dog, bro. And I think you're still more into, I'm a Canelo fanboy. I would never admit somebody could fucking.
See, that's what, that, you see, wait, como dijo este Charlie Kerwey. When they can't beat you, they go to insult you.
Who's Charlie Kirk?
Ya ves? That's who you are, Tony.
Who's Charlie
like,
Kirk?
Like, si no puedes, güey, my boy. El que habla on Twitter, on X. El que dice, change my mind.
Oh, the guy that goes to campuses?
Yeah. You, by the way, you became try to throw insults. You see that? That's why
I don't think you're fair.
I think that's why I can never have a debate, rightful debate with you, bro. You get mad. that's it. And you start throwing fucking insults away. No, you know, I'm telling you the truth. The thing is, I think you don't respect what other people see, Tony. I think you want to go for whatever your eyes see. You want everybody to see the same. Como te dije de lo de Ryan Garcia. Tú, go back to the fucking
Pancho,
pocket.
Everybody knew okay, he had power,
pero,
Pancho.
But go back. Zero chance. Zero chance. You kept saying that. I think
well, you didn't give him no chance either, Pancho.
Hey, pero espérate, güey. Yo te dije, güey. Todavía tiene ese power. And I told you, it's going to be a turnaround fight. I really believe it. Zero. Zero. And I tell you, you look at tú tienes, güey, que yo quiero.
You saw it was going to be a 12-round fight, Haney whooping his ass. That's what you said.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Sí, whooping his ass.
So you were wrong.
Espérate, ¿ves?
Like you said.
You see?
Don't
you
forget
see?
That part.
¿Sí? ¿Ves que nadie te puede decir nada, güey? Porque tú, a huevo, quieres poner tu part, and that's all you care about. You know what I'm saying? You expect other people to see fights different, see the angles different, you see something different. Tú, güey, te agarras, como tú dices, así igual. That's what you do. You just write whatever you want to say, and that's it, güey. And I go like, everybody sees different angles, different things, and that's what I see. I see Canelo that, okay, güey, you've been doing this. I feel like you get up for this fight. I feel like you come up with a plan. Let's attack the body, and then the head will fall. I seen David Benavidez, like, I was a David Benavidez fan before you even a David Benavidez fan. You see, like, man, he's pretty big, though.
I noticed that every time somebody turned, like, when you were in love with Benavidez, first of all. You were
you know
the biggest fan.
You know what's the thing that turned me off? When I told you exactly, también con todos, when the dads get up there and start calling fire
that
bitches.
That has nothing to do with Benavidez.
Wait a way. That's why I started turning against Team Benavidez, like, bro. Chill, bro.
To
you
me,
guys keep calling somebody a bitch and a coward.
It
and I'm like,
seems like everybody that has something bad to say about Canelo, you turn on.
No, look, I'm still down with Oscar. You see? That's
how
you like.
Oscar,
you see,
finally,
now you like.
Oscar finally, uh-huh. finally said that the reason that the whole tension between him and Canelo started when they were still working together was that he had done an interview. This was an interview he did. He was in Munguia's camp, right? Obviously, Munguia's Golden Boy fighter. Oh. There was an interview done like 2 days ago. And they asked him, and he said that, yeah, you know, everything kind of started when I did an interview and Canelo was still with us with Golden Boy. And they asked me about, they said something and I said that Canelo should, it wouldn't be a bad idea if Canelo gets like another trainer. You go, I'm not saying that, like to replace Eddie, but have somebody else in the corner, you know, it might be a good idea. Because he goes, look at me, I had 7 trainers and it helped me. And I go, and he goes, and then Canelo's team hit me up that same day all upset, like, why would you say that about my trainer, saying that I should work with somebody else? You're disloyal. And Oscar was like, I don't know why he got so mad. I'm like, well, he probably got mad because you told him to switch your fucking trainer, motherfucker.
To this is way. Everybody sees life different, bro. And to them, hay mucha gente que dice, sometimes, como dijo una vez, even though it's a joke, probably get too comfortable doing the same shit with the same guy and you need something. That's what he's looking at through his eyes, way. They're like, oh, I needed something different. I need to. There's no wrong with that. They probably want to go and go check this. That's what he was talking. He probably said, shit, I should have said that shit because he's a different person. He looks at shit different. Yeah, I get you, pero do you understand? People look at situations
different,
bro.
They do.
You know?
Y como yo. Don't you think that's something that should be said in private?
Wait. That's what I was going to explain before you really interrupt all the time. Con lo que dijo de Dana White. Dijo, man, honestly, bro, I think they started, me and Dana were real friends until the Floyd Mayweather, the Floyd and fucking Connor, and I criticize it. Which, you know what? At my point, probably I should have said that. You know, but I love boxing so much that I didn't see it, and I realized that that's Dana White's baby, and I criticize. So I get it. Probably I shouldn't have said nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's probably me doing it the wrong thing to do, to say something. But it's como todos, you're a human being, bro. You don't know, okay, that little thing. Como otra persona, do you understand que otra persona could reach out and be like, hey, yo, bro, I don't like this and this. It feels like it's disloyalty. And let's talk it out like men here. It's disloyalty. Nah, como tú dices, oh, shit, fuck this shit. And let's throw all this shit away because you're a bitch. That's not real way
well,
that men
it.
Handle it.
I tell you this.
Pero, como te digo, rightfully, that's how Canelo thinks. And that's how that's, you know what I'm saying? You can't fair because everybody looks at the situation different.
Let me interject here. When I heard that, I'm like, yeah, everybody said, everybody makes mistakes. We're human as fuck. I think everybody knows there. That's a, como why do you think Bill Haney got so offended? That's a cardinal sin. You don't ask a fighter to get rid of his, you're saying get rid of your trainer because he's the reason you're fucking lost. That's what you're trying to say. But let me say, hold on. You had your time. I go, Oscar knew what he was doing when he said that. Everybody knows you should never say that. You mm-hmm. should never say that. Hey, chalk it up to a mistake. It is what it is. Como dijo Oscar, well, I had 7 trainers in my career. Yeah, disloyal, bro. Not loyal. And the words of Conor have been with my team since day fucking
but
one.
But that's you. Good for you, güey. Pero es como yo digo a él, güey. At the end of the day, lo mismo con lo de él, güey. I'm a promoter, bro. I'm not a fighter no more. I'm not this. I'm not here to babysit. I'm not here. I'm trying to promote the best of the best. And that's why I think he was talking as a promoter, not as a fucking fighter, nothing. Y es como tú dices, disloyal. That's up to you, güey. Pero es como tú dijiste también con lo de TJ Dillashaw. That he's going over there to learn different things. ¿Te acuerdas? So is he disloyal too? Okay.
He's
thank you, finally said.
I always said that. Yeah. I said TJ was a little snake in the grass.
Okay. Because every time we fight, you said, nah.
Connor he just got, wanted, Connor he got just that shit from me.
Okay,
I was the one that started that he was a snake.
Okay. That's why you took pictures with him,
and
right?
And then it was fucking, he took a picture with me.
Shut the fuck
up. He said, hey, you're a motherfucker from TikTok. I'm like, yeah.
Don't
come at my boy TJ.
I just want to go see fucking Caleb Williams gets drafted. Wait.
Don't okay, come
you
at
flip
my boy
it,
TJ.
Flop it, right?
No, do it, bitch. I go like this.
You're just mad because I don't look at things like
Canelo,
you, bro.
Canelo has a point, though. Canelo has a point. Canelo has a point, though, right? He goes, when he does his interviews about Oscar, he goes, he's disloyal. And I look at Oscar, what he has done in his career, and I go, changes trainer every other fight. All right, that's kind of weird. That's kind of odd. You said that about Ryan. Why you keep switching trainers all the time?
Cool, because that's right? My opinion.
Right. Shut the fuck up.
He's a 6-time different weight class champion, bro.
Let me tell you something. That
so,
is true.
So don't fucking ever. Can he hit this too? Wait. Don't ever question a person that has done it.
He also said this. They asked him, who. I love how. Let's give it. Let's stir up the pot a little bit more. That was kind of like some little girl shit, too, right? Take a little dig at Devin Haney when he's down there. Supposedly he was real good friends with.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I showed you. That's kind of fucked up what he put though, right?
Huh? To me, I wouldn't say that shit.
Yeah, it's a little classless.
Yeah, a little classless. But I think he's speaking as a fighter, and I think he. To me, that what
he's speaking like he's making fun of Eddie Hearn because he works with Devin Haney and he got beef with Eddie Hearn.
He said he don't got no beef with Eddie.
He does. Oscar has beef with everyone. Don't you know there's a trend here?
You know why? Because he's outspoken now. Before he used to take all this shit. Now he doesn't, bro.
But not low-key. I love
that
Oscar.
That was bullshit.
But that was classless.
See, if it's that, that's
he's
bullshit.
He's laughing at Eddie. Why do you think he put
you
the
know what, dude? I'm going to tell you like this, bro.
If people don't know.
As much as you.
Eddie Hearn, sorry to cut you off. But if people don't know what we're talking about, Eddie Hearn put a picture of him hugging Devin Haney, I guess, before the fight. And he goes, awesome young man. Don't worry. You'll be back stronger than ever. Right? Amazing. Because him and Eddie and Devin, they're great working. They work well together. Oscar comments on the photo saying that, oh, what a laughing emoji. Oh, yeah. Is he? Dico, he said,
just
coming from. Oh, yeah. Let's look at it. I might have saved it.
I could go fucking right now.
Did I save it? Let's see if I saved it. And I only knew about it because you told me that Eddie Hearn had posted that picture. Oh, look it right here. Look it. So Eddie Hearn put the picture up of him hugging Haney, and Bill Haney was next to them. Eddie Hearn put, the road is long. This young man will be back stronger than ever at real Devin Haney. Oscar De La Hoya. Look it.
Oh, mira.
Put this.
You want to say that first?
Yeah, let me say
this
first.
Interesting.
Oscar De La Hoya commented on the picture. You obviously never laced up the gloves with a laughing emoji.
Uh-huh.
Talking to Eddie Hearn. Just like Don King and the rest. You don't know what it's like to fight inside the ring. Guess what? I do, and the beating will last for a while. You're poking fun at that fighter. Say, you're trying to say.
I think. You got, because, your, no, as
that
a
pro- beating got it. That's a tasteless thing to say to a fucking person, dude. You know that you're saying your fighter got whooped by my fucking fighter.
Yeah. But also, I think as a fighter, they think different. Like you're trying to make it seem
I
like.
I defend some bullshit what he said. And I'm going to say it to his face when I see his ass.
It's that, I don't like when you do this.
I understand.
I don't know why. Why can't I have a serious conversation?
No, but can't. Because you, hey, you know you, that's horseshit, hey, but hey, you know what he's trying
no,
to do there.
Every time that I like somebody, well, you always go after him. Like, what's your problem? The real business with me. Like, I don't get it, wait. Like, you guys, I'm always happy. And you guys always trying to make me upset. You know? It's like those jackasses que los piche, este, el piche, el bisexual de Oscar in the league, güey. También, güey. He always got something to say about me. Like, yo estoy bien happy, güey. I'm just
come
telling
on, come on, right here I go. He literally taking a... pretty much enjoy that beating we gave you and your fight. I'm like, why you gotta say that, Oscar? If it's your beef with Eddie Hearn, keep it in him.
I don't get it why he said
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah, you get it because he fucking took weird. A fucking shot, bro.
Pero yo como te dije, güey, I believe, como te dije, everybody's taking shots right now de pinche Devin Haney. And what I seen about Devin Haney, güey, he's one of the most upstanding gentlemen yeah. in the boxing game. That dude don't talk shit unless you provoke him and you start going hard. But he always takes like the high road. He's a stand-up kid, bro. Stand-up dude, bro. And right now, it's como dice, pero es... I did this in the other way. Once you're up way and you're down way, people can't wait for you to
watch
when down.
I see Oscar, it's up from there.
I don't know. Así como está
Oscar. I want to always say that it's up.
You're not a child anymore.
I like right? how, I don't know why he said that, but shut your whole ass up.
No, está viendo
make
que
some drums.
Que ahí está viendo algo de, porque ves que apenas se anunció the Booth Innes signing with Matchroom. You know what I'm saying?
Y dice, I just said that.
No, yo sé.
An hour ago.
Well, I knew it about it says a fight porque ahí pusieron, oh, Ines, Boots Ines signs with Eddie Hearn. You know? And I guess it became official, ¿verdad? Y dice un güey, Steven Espinosa is no longer advising Boots Ines after today's announcement of Ines signing promotional deal with Eddie Hearn. The Hearn deal was done in complete secrecy from Espinosa because of Espinosa's very close relationship with Al Heyman, who was already heavily pursuing Ines. The Weasel has... Oh, shit. The Weasel has had every bad 6 months Showtime boxing has got down. Espinosa loses his job. Ines loses Ines leaves Espinosa. Ines signs with Heyman's enemy Hearn. Espinosa is still angling for a job anywhere. Espinosa is now called a weasel for nothing. Espinosa is fast becoming irrelevant in boxing.
Steven Espinosa?
Yeah. That shit is crazy. ¿Cómo son todas las deals that way? I just go like, fuck.
Right there, it tells you Connor started two names, Snake in the Grass and Weasel.
A fuck little weasel here.
He called the fucking Steven Espinosa a weasel.
And they know, man. They know stuff, way. But it's crazy, way. It just, to me, way, are we seeing, I know, like, that to me, that he's an op to me, way. I pretty got beef with El Heyman, way. Are we seeing the end of PBC, way? What they got left?
I mean, it's I don't know. They still put on their cards and shit.
Yeah, pero ves que they're jumping from foam, this and this. And I feel like it's like, I think the fact ahora que le está pasando, güey, it was that guardianship of como, my guys, that's it. We're doing my stuff, my guys.
Yeah.
And you
well,
see.
Well, the thing is that those guys, güey, are so petty that they don't want to
yeah.
work with anybody.
Well, lo que dijo una
Oscar, Eddie, they put their
they talk shit to each other, yeah.
And then they'll sit down and do a face-off like they're fighters.
Yeah, it, you know what's crazy? Que
which
now
is interesting.
Now I see like a fucking, ¿cómo se llama el pinche triangle? Que es Top Rank, Oscar y Eddie putting up the fights together.
Even Frank Warren.
Yeah,
Frank Warren. You
yeah.
know Frank Warren has a more serious issue with Eddie Hearn because they're both from over there from
yeah,
Europe,
yeah.
from
they
England.
Used to get it.
Dico, even Eddie Hearn said like, I think the thing between me and Oscar is more like, man, fuck you. Fuck
well,
you
it was a beef
but
con Tyson Fury y con este... Era de Anthony Joshua, Eddie Hearn contra ese Frank Warren y fucking Tyson Fury.
Yeah, y dijo Eddie, like, me and Frank Warren's thing is a little bit more serious, but they put on cards together. They've been doing this dope-ass shit where they put Frank Warren's fighters versus his fighters in one card. I forgot what they call it in Europe, but it's a real big thing in fucking England. But I go, you see, those guys work together. Oscar works together with Eddie. Oscar worked with Bob Arum. And I go,
you know that
Heyman, those are the only guys that, nah. Because you know why? They want everything to themselves, dude. Eso weyes don't believe in, let's split, let's help each other. No,
well,
it's
como,
about them.
I think that's why they're telling este pinche, your lover, ¿cómo se llama? La bandera roja.
Benavides
to like jump ship because it seems like they're also working together to keep away from PBC, right? Fíjate, el triangle is like Top Rank, pinche Matchroom y Golden Boy. It's like they're all fighting each other now, like working together to become better fights y la chingada. Y que todos están diciendo, fuck that shit, fuck PBC. Y ya lo que les faltó, güey, es que the fighters got beat or they're just not as relevant. Like the Charlos, they were banking on the Charlos. What happened with the Charlos, güey? Ya Caleb Plant, two losses. Everybody's like, eh. You know what I'm saying? Terrence Crawford
left. But even regarding like those guys that you just named, Charles, Paylor, all amazing fighters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And, but they just don't bring in that no, type of revenue. No, es como
tú me dices, güey. Hey, va a ser una pay-per-view. Va a ser el
Haley. They're banking on Gervonta Davis, Canelo. Uh-huh. Canelo's been delivering. But I go, como, like I said, y'all gonna fuck yourself. Because Oscar ain't gonna give that fight to Ryan to Gervonta no more.
No.
I'm like, and you guys are gonna be, who's Gervonta gonna fight to bring in those numbers? You guys don't want him to fight anybody.
And it's funny porque le digo a todos cuando es the face of the face of fucking the face of boxing que dice que es LRB, dice que es thing. I'm like, so why are you putting up fucking pinche la bandera rojo in the co-main event? You never do that shit in boxing.
They gotta knock that shit off. Yeah. I told you about this shit plenty of times. Gervonta Davis pay-per-view fights were selling $200, bro, until he fought Ryan. Million plus of those pay-per-view is attributed to Ryan Garcia being in that fucking fight. Oscar dijo que they're saying that the numbers for the Haney fight for pay-per-view buys are upwards above a million pay-per-view buys.
All right, everybody lies about
No, but I believe it because I can see the hype. I see well, that. I can tell the hype around the fight. What's it going to sell?
Everybody's saying that now is interesting because they want everybody's eyes are what is PBC numbers going to be in pay-per-view for Amazon?
Yeah, I told you that. Well, I told you the Gervonta fight where Benavidez and undercard. $250,000?
I'm going to give him a little bit just to say that I'm not that biased. I'm going to call it $350,000,
yeah, but that ain't nothing.
No, I know. No, that is something. Don't get me wrong. I know, wait.
But to call that a face of the boxing. No,
that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm giving him a little. You know what? Give him $500,000.
I think the face of boxing is reserved for the best boxer in the world. And I think if you're talking about the paper, the cash cow, pay-per-view king, it's still Canelo. Ryan? Trust me, Ryan's going to make a run now, bro.
Well, todos están diciendo ayer, dijeron, who's the three heads of the face of boxing? ¿Tú qué piensas que dijeron?
I just gave you my explanation in terms of what, though? The best boxers in the world, or you're talking about who's the cash cows?
Cash cows.
Canelo. Ryan Garcia. I can't. Tyson Fury, but Tyson Fury last one. But I think it's because it was like an Engano thing.
It's Engano,
but besides that, I would say Tyson Fury.
Es lo que yo dije también. I don't know why even Unky, pinche este, and Nightcap dijeron que it was Tank Davis, and I'm like.
The thing is, I'll tell you this. Tank Davis could be three. Could be after the. But the crazy thing is that the difference between Canelo and Ryan Garcia pay-per-view numbers compared to Gervonta's is worlds apart. It's not even close.
Hey, you know who true. You're right about that. The thing is, like, I don't know if they're guarding them or what the fuck. Or
guarding what?
Protecting Tank?
They're not protecting. No,
let me explain, Tony. Let me finish my thing so you go. You know, it works like that, pussy. I'm saying, I don't.
Is it my turn now?
Before you tell me, Black, I don't think they're scared of him. I just think they say, como le digo, is he in the protection agency? I don't think so because he got good boxing, though. I just think they can't find nobody to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. That's major. Exactly.
You know, it's not like, hey, we're taking 95, you're taking 5. And I think people are saying, fuck you, bro.
You saw how Haney and Garcia worked? Mm-hmm. Haney was on, I
245.
Think. 245. Como se llama the show that Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club? Oh, lip service? Or
lip service.
Well, you know, she started her own radio show,
le
right?
Dijo ahí.
She obviously, she doesn't know about boxing. Yeah. Like, she don't understand how the finances work. Y le dijeron, she's a munch. Y le dijo, what's the revenue split between you and Ryan? And he goes, it's, I think he said 55-45.
Who's taking 45?
Who's taking 45 like I am? He's like, but aren't you the champion? Aren't you the undefeated one? He's like, yeah, but, and this is why people under, Devin Haney was straight up, yeah, but you know what? He just sells more. He sells more, so I understand why he gets the bigger percentage because he does bring the more people in and all that. He understands that. And he goes, that's why those fights are made because he goes, 45 is still a lot of fucking money.
How much he took against este también?
Against who?
Against este Cambosas. And he went to Australia. And he did everything to go get because he knows. Well, yeah. I think he knows his position.
Cambosas, he probably took less, but okay, he was a challenger. He's like, fuck it, I'm a challenge for those undisputed.
Well, let me explain to you that he knows that he's not a top seller way. So he's going to have to risk it to get the biscuit way. And I think that's what PBC don't do. He goes, come on. I'm going to be honest with you. How much you think they pay people Cruz cuando le pelea a Tank Davis?
Not that much. Well, it was our labor's
place. Right. What you think they're going to pay him now?
Shit, that's the reason probably why the fight didn't get made. Hasn't been made.
You don't think people's going like...
Cruz is also making a name for himself.
Yeah. I don't know who he's signed. I think he does cold promoting. I don't think he's signed to PBC or El Hoyman. I think he's loyal to them because best when they were trying to do it for Ryan, he said no. And he stayed with PBC. Y le peleó. I feel like he's going to be like, fuck you. How much you got to get? He got to cash in now. And I think that they can't find people they can go fuck.
Haney goes like, when Haney said that, I'm like, you see, that's why how real business gets done. Because Haney, obviously that night didn't go his way, but he understood that, man, if I beat this motherfucker, I'm going to take a fat ass bag. Plus, I'm going to get a lot of his fan base too. Huh? Right? That's how fucking superstars are made. These guys want to go. Ryan Garcia. Como digo, but that was Ryan's team's fault, not Oscar De La Hoya. That's his manager's fault.
Manager's fault.
You can fight us at 135, and you can't weigh more than 10 pounds the next day from 135. And we're going to get this much of the purse split. I'm like, Ryan's a bigger star here. Mm-hmm. I go, what the fuck's going on? Right? Pero PBC, como diciendo, they want to go like, you want to fight Gervonta, you're going to get 10% of the revenue. Get the fuck out of here, bro. That's how they operate. They're like, we're keeping all the money.
I think that's why they're having a lot of
trouble.
That's
why they can't work with them, bro. Huh? And I think Oscar tries because, like, come on, let's make Oscar. Como dijo Bernard Hopkins, I truly believe what they said. You go, when me and Oscar became promoters and co-promoter, we said, if we're going to do this, we have to vouch and say we will never be like those motherfucking promoters that we always despise, those promoters that always took money from fighters, never made the big fights because they wanted to keep all the money, the greedy promoters. And I think Oscar and Bernard always want to make the biggest fights, dude. And I think Oscar learned a valuable lesson in the Gervonta Garcia fight because he could have stepped in and said, no, we're not making that fight. I don't give a fuck what your manager has to say. Because you go, okay, Ryan's manager was the one that said, we're going to take the fight with these conditions against Gervonta. Oscar said, I told him, don't fucking do this, bro. But they wanted to. So at the end,
even in the Puerto Liga todos, I think people didn't catch when Oscar estaba allí y estaba Lupe. That's the guy. El que estaba, I think, to the left of Ryan. Oscar, I'm like, first of all, I've never seen that shit. I always seen the promoter. And the thing, that guy is all in the picture. I feel like he no Diddy over there. You know what I'm saying? Estaba y luego, y él estaba hablando y luego le dijeron about the tank. And you see Oscar grab the thing right away. We're doing that 45 at a catchway. If he wants, he got to come here. We're not taking, y lo miró. We're not taking none of that shit about fucking his hydration clause. None of that shit. If he wants it, he wants to make money, he's going to have to come see us. You know, and we're going to do it at 145. And I swear, because he was taking a shot, like, this is a dumbass that advised him to do that shit.
And what people don't understand, they go, well, ain't Oscar going to do anything? He's his promoter. I'm like, no, he promotes the fight that they want. Yeah. They think, so manager, hey, I want this guy. And so manager go, hey, we want this guy. I don't know. Motherfucker, you just promote the fight.
Yeah.
That's the promoter. That's why when Oscar gets frustrated when they go, so people keep asking you, Oscar, if Ryan's okay. And Oscar goes, dude, everybody, I don't know. Like, I'm his promoter. I promote his fights. That's all I do. I'm not with him. I'm like, I don't follow him around. All I do is come here and I promote the fight. That's what I do. That's my job. And I think people think promoters like Oscar are with them like 24/7. Like,
shit.
No, they're not managers, dude.
Nah, that's it.
They just, hey, you want this fight? All right, we're going to do it this way.
You know who got Oscar's fucking original fucking gold medal?
Power.
Fucking scumbag.
Well, Oscar said que se la dio.
He didn't say, he didn't know why. I looked at him like, I thought I was doing the right thing and gave it to him.
But you know what's
crazy? Hey, Papa, give him back the fucking medal.
You know what's crazy? He talked about that in the Pound for Pound podcast.
He's becoming one of the best podcasts.
Kamaru and Henry, yeah. I
think Kamaru Usman, every time he talks, we get in a serious conversation. I feel like I'm watching the fucking nature show.
Yeah,
and
champ.
I'm going to go, yeah, you look, champ. Look, Oscar, I wanted to ask you. This question,
you know what
this guy might see. And I feel like I'm going to go bite a gazelle with.
You know why Henry's so good at that?
Why?
Because he's not scared to say the truth.
Well, I let him go, ask him, I have to ask you.
And even though he might get pushback, he's like, no, this is what I think.
Yeah. Well, he's me.
You're better analyzing.
I want to tell him the truth. You too. Él dice que pinche Canelo's really scared. Like, I don't think he's scared. He just moves what he moves. You guys are all fucking pawns. He's the king. That's how it works.
Well, you know, take it from a guy that fights, right? Oscar, I'm hit for. Oscar says the same thing that Canelo just doesn't want to fight him because he don't think he could beat him.
Tony, you're not going to play me, bro. I know this game. don't know what you're trying to do.
Tomorrow, I we're getting Kayla Williams.
I told you, I stay down, 10 toes down.
Tomorrow, we
Golden
get Kayla.
Boy Promotions up for life, pussy.
We get Kayla Williams.
Kayla Williams.
And the 9th pick. I'm going to throw a wild card. We're trading for Marvin Harrison.
I honestly don't know. I want that Dunze guy. Pero sabes que,
they're calling him the next Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah. If I can't get that guy, give me Dallas Turner from fucking Alabama. That's what I really want.
Get the fuck out.
The defensive end.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Brock Bowers. I was kidding.
No. I wouldn't mind that dude today. No. Give me two. Shut the fuck up. Replicate fucking Gronk and fucking Aaron Hernandez? Shit. Give me that shit too.
So what's going on with the Sox and Cubs?
The fuck? I don't want to talk baseball. Our team, they were first time in history way. They got shot out 8 times in less than 20 games.
You saw Caitlin Clark's deal got revealed? 8 years, $28 million?
That money, man.
But everybody said that's a bargain.
Huh? Because Piche, D. Rose got like 175, and his brother got 500K a year.
For like a woman, WNBA player?
Well,
that's why I told you, Pancho. You said, nah, she's not going to change nothing.
Tony, I'm shut the fuck up.
She could be the spark that changes
spark
everything,
what?
Bro.
Motherfucker, they need more than a spark, bro. They need a... I can't say that shit because I'll get in trouble. All right? They need a something castor. Como se dice?
Castor.
Como se dice?
Astronomic?
Astronomic, güey. Como pinche. No, we're going to get canceled. I can't say what I want to say, dog.
A ver.
Tiene que ser como la chorrera que hizo hoy en la mañana, güey. It got to be a kaboom, güey, you know? Como...
I know, but
Hiroshima
at least
or something,
it's good,
you know?
That it's trending the positive way. Hey, look at woman got her sneaker deal worth 20
God
mil.
Damn, Tony, you and Giovanni, bro, and fucking Chris with this fucking WNBA shit. You buy the package? How many of you motherfuckers went and buy an NBA fucking package? Wait, if you really want to see something different, bro, people do not give a fuck about women's sports, bro.
Her first pair of sneakers sells out.
I buy them just to go show support. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go buy. And then just because she's white, I want to piss off Ryan Clark. Wait, that's it, bro. I'm going to buy 10 pairs of the fucking Caitlin Clark so I can piss off Ryan Clark, man. And I'll see that guy face to face, honestly, bro. I said, wait, we should do a boxing celebrity match. You said, wait, I'll beat the fuck out Ryan
But you're
Clark.
Not a celebrity.
In my own world, yeah. I'm the king of the toys and the pickups, wait. I'll beat the fuck out
I'm excited
of
for
you.
Well,
where's our
draft
going
to be
what?
Held?
You know what? Where?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably Detroit.
Detroit?
Detroit.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what, though? We should set up a boxing match between me and that pussy Oscar, way. Y que traiga su boyfriend, way. All right?
Which boyfriend?
El pinche... ¿Cómo son boyfriend ese, way? Que siempre le digo que son pinches boyfriends.
¿Oscar de la Hoya?
No, Oscar de la pinche... De la pinche... De la league, way. De los pinches...
Oh!
Ese y su pinche novio, ¿no es que siempre lo defiende? Oscar y Alex, way. Pinche homosexuals, way. It should be a 2-1. I'll beat the fuck out of those boys.
Hey, Slim Fast Podcast, box off?
Box off, man.
Hey!
Main event, I'll fuck both
of them. You know what?
Literally.
Because they fucked us up in fantasy. I said we do the us versus them in boxing.
I'm going to fuck them up, bro.
I think we will fuck the fuck out of them.
Tú con pinches cabezazos que le vas a dar, güey? Shit. But nah, but my boy Juby, he cool be. He be a part of us.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to... Nah, we got to fuck him up, too. Juby said... Que siempre se echa su Tito's?
Tito's. Yeah, it's a Tito's.
That's the way be drinking at 7 in the morning hunting ducks with.
That motherfucker living the life.
That is life right there.
Living the fucking life. All right. Wait.
All right, folks. But that way out of here.
All right, peace.
Peace. Because
this my hometown. 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 This my hometown.